This is PFW in progress.
Is she looking at me now? No. How about now? Is she looking over here now? No. What about now? Is she looking now? No, she's not looking at you, dude. Will you quit asking me if she's looking at you? She hasn't looked at you. Wait, she just looked. See what I'm saying, man?
PFW in progress with Fred Kirsch.
Ow! What the hell are you kicking me for? Fine, I'll ask her. You want me to ask her, ma'am? Where do the high school girls hang out around here?
Paul Perillo.
The scotch on the rocks. Please, any scotch will do. As long as it's not a blend, of course. Single malt. Glenlivet, Glenfiddich, perhaps. Maybe a Glengow. Any Glen.
And Andy. And Andy?
Look, we're going to spend half the night looking for this one party, and you're going to say it sucks, and we're all going to leave, and then we're going to go look for this other party. But all the parties and all the bars, they all suck. I spent half the night talking to some girl who's looking around the room to see if there's somebody else who's more important she should be talking to. And it's like I'm supposed to be all happy because she's wearing a backpack.
Andy Hart.
You know, and half of them are just nasty skanks who wouldn't be nothing except they're surrounded by a bunch of drunken, horny a**s. I'm not going to be one of those a**s.
Eric Scalavino. For now, anyway.
When you go up to talk to her, man, I don't want you to be the guy in the PG-13 movie everyone's really hoping makes it happen. I want you to be like the guy in the rated R movie, you know? The guy you're not sure whether or not you like yet. You're not sure where he's coming from, okay? You're a bad man. You're a bad man. You're a bad man.
FNG, Mike Parenti.
Your money? You know what else? You're a big winner tonight. I'm going to ask you a simple question. I want you to listen to me. Who's the big winner here tonight at the casino? Huh? Mikey, that's who. Mikey's the big winner. Mikey wins.
And you never know who else might stop by. PFW in progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
You know what, big boy? You're grown up. You're grown up. Yeah, I dig that. Because you're grown up and you're grown up and you're grown up.
All right, welcome to PFW in progress. We're all here. It's Thursday, the day before we leave for San Francisco. And it's a special day because, among other things, it's the Qdoba question of the weekday, and we just got through going through the
I love that phrase. It's the question of the weekday.
So the five of us just got through going through a 20-person buffet, and
there's
not
nothing
much left
for anybody else.
There's not much left. No, there's plenty of food. So if you're listening, Chris, get your butt down here.
He asked us this morning, first thing, and then he called right before the show to find out if there was still food. The man is a menace.
He's got a lot of
nothing about the stream. It was, hey,
yep, nothing about the
down
stream.
There?
What's that? Qdoba stream? Huh?
No.
What did he say?
I'll be coming out of Andy's ass later today.
It won't be a stream. It'll be a raging river.
Yeah, it's more of like Niagara Falls.
Oh, man. The Canadian side or the U.S. side?
The messy side.
Oh. All right, webradio at patriots.com is the email address, webradio at patriots.com, 508-543-7482. So yesterday we announced what time to call in to answer the question. I forgot what time we said.
110.
So today, call in at 110. First person gets asked the question. If you get it right, you win a buffet for 20 people, redeemable at any Massachusetts Qdoba. And,
so if somebody calls in at 109 trying to beat the rush, you can hang up on him?
That's up to Gary. He's the producer.
Yeah.
He's out.
He
east.
Should.
They didn't say
Chris.
109 or 111. They said 110.
Hold on. Chris, if you haven't already left, which I doubt, but just in case you haven't gotten down here yet, stop in my office, pick up my copy of the Herald on your way down. Right. Thank you very much.
Because we do have to do the picks at 130.
Knowing him, he'll end up getting the
all
globe.
Right. Also here, making it even more of a special day, is James all the way from England, not James from Wales, James from England, who produces the MySpace page for PFW in
now,
progress.
Fred, I'm guessing that you already screwed that up because you always say that he's the one that does
I'm with PFW.
I introduced James to Matt Weiss from Qdoba and said this is the guy that created PFW in progress.
He did. Yeah. So you already
screwed it up. I've already screwed it up.
All right.
So.
England,
he
Wales,
did his
same
page first.
That's right.
The MySpace, he's the original.
The MySpace page came first. And James is here with a friend of his, James, and Tracy.
Is everybody James?
No, he just said
is
Tracy.
Your name not James? Two Jameses.
Why are you talking
Tracy
like that?
Yeah, why do you have to affect the British accent?
It's an old Monty Python skit.
Oh, yeah,
you
don't
know this era.
I'm assuming that
Monty Python,
was
Python
funny
guy? I am, but I don't remember that.
You don't remember? Is your name not, I think it was Bill or Bob? Bob. Is your name not Bob?
No.
Everybody was named Bob. Anyway, I'm
that.
A huge Monty Python fan. No, that's
you're
Benny Hill.
Benny.
That's Benny Hill. That's not Monty Python.
Maybe if it's done in the proper accent, it's funny. I don't
right.
know.
Monty Python is da-dun-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's
no
Monty
one cares.
Python. All right.
Good show.
Anyway.
Good call.
As we said, we're going to get James on the microphone in a few minutes to meet him. But
people won't like this show.
Brooke knows best.
Before we get into that.
Brooke Hogan.
Today is Thursday, Patriots' last day to practice before they go out to San Francisco. Practice at 12:45 today, is that correct?
Yeah.
Paul Perillo will be out there.
Again, Paul?
This week?
No.
This week.
Paul will be out there, again.
That's right, not again.
Are you going to actually get there today?
On Monday, I missed it all together.
Early.
Yeah. On Wednesday, I got there as the media period was over. So today I'm figuring I'm working myself to get the whole 20 minutes.
This is the kind of coverage we offer you here on Patriots.com.
This is a trend when Paul has practice week. You notice he either pawns it off or he mysteriously misses it.
So does Andy.
Wow.
I don't really understand that.
I don't either.
What did I pawn off?
Here we go.
What did I pawn off? I actually did more than what I was supposed to do doing Andy's day that he couldn't do because he has a son.
All right. And Belichick press conference this morning?
Bad guy.
No. Today's Thursday.
No, today's Thursday. I got to get used to that new schedule.
It takes some time.
But he is going to have one tomorrow.
Yes, yeah. Which he normally does on
Which
Fridays.
Is a normal Friday. But not normally when we travel.
Yeah, it wasn't on the schedule. Now it was added.
And you never know when he'll be talking to the Globe, and there'll be stuff in the Globe that you can't get in a press conference.
Why do you think he decided to have a press conference tomorrow?
Because it's Friday.
People complaining, not enough access?
I hope not.
No, I just think that
You have to have a certain amount of access.
Well, like I said, it wasn't on the schedule when it was.
Because they didn't know what time it was going to be.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
So it was TBD.
And they initially had one for today.
And they were going to put it down for Thursday if Bill didn't want to do it on Friday, which was a possibility also.
Okay, so there will be a press conference tomorrow. What else? Any other news, guys? Patriots related?
Matt Castle speaking today.
What did he have to say?
Nothing.
Mike's in a bad mood. Right.
Yeah,
so
he's got an itchy trigger finger today. No question.
What's the matter, Mike?
He's a little upset that Joe Torre won the first game last night for the Dodgers.
Fraud Torre.
And Manny had a home run.
Manny hit a home run. Good for him, though.
Yeah.
Nothing against Manny Ramirez.
No. But Red Sox.
I'm just sick of all the sycophants who think Joe Torre is the greatest manager in baseball history.
Well, he's a good manager.
Yeah, he's a good manager.
See,
who had a lot of success early on and hasn't done anything in 8 years.
The thing about baseball,
let's call it what it is.
You don't have to be a genius to be a good manager.
No, of course not.
You just have to be.
I love this.
You just have to be able to handle the different personalities, and I think Torre.
That's what Joe Torre is, Dr. Phil.
Torre is very
good. Unlike the Mensa candidates that you need to coach football.
Mike well, the Tyson. Good ones,
the Rhodes Scholars,
the ones who win are
the smarter you are, the better you are as a coach.
And all the dumber ones in baseball, the better they are.
There's a lot of dumb coaches that have done well in baseball.
I would agree on that too.
Earl Weaver. I mean, come on.
Why is Earl Weaver a bad manager? He's dumb.
Idiot. Why is he dumb?
I mean,
because he's dumb. He just spits and yells and screams and kicks dirt. That's not genius.
You know, come on.
What's genius about that?
Like I mean, Canola. I don't know
Billy
the inner workings of. Earl Weaver's managerial
Drunk
skills,
idiot.
But I assume he was pretty good. He won a lot of games.
It doesn't take a lot of brains to be a manager in baseball.
Of course,
it really doesn't.
It's an argument.
But
you can't
to be a good at anything, the smarter you are, the better. That's why Torre is successful.
He's a
smart guy. As much as Mike doesn't want to admit it.
I have no problem admitting he did some great things for the New York Yankees 8 years ago. But you got to get over it. It was 2000 the last time they won anything.
I think every year he kept them in it. He kept them competitive.
And he kept them out of it, too.
He presided over the greatest collapse in sports history.
I think that does not go unnoticed, except here, apparently.
All right.
Overachieved like crazy to get the 3-0 lead in the first place.
Right. That's horse crap. They were a division winner there.
If you want to talk baseball, Patriots Monday or Patriots Friday is the place to go. This is PFW in progress, and this is all about football.
That's right.
And if anything's wrong with the website, the webmaster is eating Qdoba outside.
Oh, is he? Chris is out.
The live feed is going on as you speak.
Did he bring his Pied Piper bring all his people with him? Or is he by himself?
The alumni department is here as well.
The alumni department is here. Good. Okay, excellent. I'm glad.
That's a lot of people.
I'm glad that we can provide
everybody who's ever played for the Patriots is eating Qdoba right now.
All right.
Better bring in more.
Eugene Chung is at the front of the line.
So, Mike, you're in a bad mood.
I'm guessing
mood.
He could put one of those away by himself.
You're in a
probably,
bad mood because Joe Torre won. But
I'm in a great mood today.
But you're taking it out on Matt Castle.
Matt Castle was very guarded.
Very guarded for the last 4 weeks.
The one thing I thought was interesting is they asked him if he felt the need to get the ball to Randy Moss, involved, and he said, I can't really be concerned about that. My job is to go through my reads and progressions and throw the ball to the right spot. It's up to the coaches to,
Who asked that question?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember. I don't remember. I was kind of in the background just writing things
down. It's the coach's responsibility to put the game plan together, and they worry about how much or how little Randy's going to be involved.
All right. Question of the day.
I thought that was an interesting answer, though.
Question of the day, and this isn't the Qdoba question of the
day. Yeah, I was going to say, it's not 110 yet, but okay.
It's 12.
This is a different question. Yep. Who will do better, Sarah Palin or Matt Cassel this week?
Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin.
Okay. All right.
I might go with
it's going to be hard when it's a one-sided debate with Matt Cassel, a liberal moderator, but that's
I'm nervous, Fred. I'm nervous about tonight.
He's going to be fine. It's not an interview. It's a debate. She'll be fine.
It's not an interview. Wait, interviews are harder than debates?
Well, interviews, you can keep pressing the issue and ask.
And so can this woman who's writing an Obama book who's going to be the moderator.
She's not good. Believe me, she's going to try harder to not look like she's
biased. That would be the first time ever in the history of liberaldom that happened.
She has a financial stake in him winning.
The book was written a long time
ago. But she still has a financial stake in it. Yeah. If he becomes president, the book is going to be more valuable.
Moderator, Fred.
Look, if I was McCain and Palin, I would be kind of upset about this. I have to admit that. You know, but I know the woman, and I don't think she's going to let it interfere.
You know starting her? In January, really? We're going to lay more
Gwen
pipe.
Eiffel.
You know how they play games under protest.
She's a woman
baseball.
Of integrity.
This debate should be under protest.
She's a woman of integrity.
That's the
well. That may be the case, but.
What?
That may be the case, but.
But the perception is bad.
Yeah, conflict of interest.
Absolutely. You know? And I think the conservatives and or anyone supporting McCain has, you know, a case there. I don't think you can avoid that.
This will be worse than the Katie Couric interviews because the other guy's going to actually be in the same room, too. So you're going to hear the fluff questions that are asked on that side and all the crap that's thrown at Sarah Palin. Bunch of crap, Fred. It's all crap. Crap, crap, crap.
Well, he's just talking about life in general.
He's in a good mood today.
Yeah, I told you he's got an itchy trigger finger today.
All right, and if you want to do the politics show, obviously there's Checkmate with
baseball
John
and politics show today.
With
Checkmate.
Mike's joining me today, too.
I'm going to join Eric today.
Because Rook's off site doing a college football game.
Oh, really? So it's going to be the
two
of
you? So it's just
you?
The two of you?
Well, he'll be calling in, participating. But Rook's got a college football game that he's calling tonight.
He's in college football.
South Florida.
He does everything.
For who?
I believe for ESPN Radio.
John Rook. ESPN Radio. Wow, that's a good gig for John.
Yeah.
It's the kind of guys you get. National guys here at Patriots.com Radio.
I'm proud of John Rook.
John actually does things.
He has a real career. He's not like us.
No.
He hasn't given up.
He hasn't mailed it in yet.
All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address, webradio@patriots.com. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. And at this point, I want to bring in James.
Okay.
Who's going to step aside?
I'll step aside. All right. Well, you don't say anything anyway.
Why don't you shut up?
James is coming to the mic.
Two Jenner laughing.
James is sporting a Reebok New England Patriots cap.
Reebok, you sure?
Yeah, it's Reebok.
Oh, the cap. Sorry if we mentioned.
And a PFW in Progress T-shirt.
That's a Gillette Stadium original.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a Reebok.
What the
hat? The PFW in Progress shirt.
Oh, that.
That's a Gillette Stadium original.
Yeah, don't confuse, Fred.
I'm sorry, Fred. Go back to the script. You really? That's why you like Obama so much. You can't get off the script, and you're lost.
James looks like Dave Thomas. Anybody?
Oh,
tight
yeah.
End Dave Thomas?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. There's Dave Thomas thing going on.
I think a cross between Dave Thomas and Mark Stella.
I actually wanted to be like next to Eric so you can tell who's got the bigger nose.
You're giving me a run for my money there, right?
I think I might be beat.
Eric's got you.
Now, James, I know you're not from Wales because that's a different country.
Yeah, we don't.
But where are you from in England?
Just outside London in Kent.
Kent?
Yeah, part of England.
Okay, cool.
And it sucks.
And how did you become a Patriots fan living out in Kent?
Well, in the early days, it was more... you had to be either a Raiders fan or a Dolphins fan. That's all they showed. Like Channel 4 is what we have it in terrestrial. But later on, I had a friend who was a Dolphins fan, and I was more like, who do the Dolphins hate?
Right. Okay.
And I went with the Patriots.
I like that.
You know what Skype is?
Right. So you became a Patriots fan. About what year was that? Do you remember?
Early 90s.
So that was a tough time to become a Patriots fan.
Yeah. He rode me.
Yeah. So...
Not like Eric.
Not Eric.
But his friend.
So do you remember where you were when Vinatieri hit that snow kick against the Raiders?
In bed.
You were in bed. You weren't watching.
With his friend who was riding him.
Now.
He's in Eric's chair.
Right. So you guys didn't get to see that live.
Well, it was on, but I was 14, 15, and it was 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh. Okay.
That's not asked what the time difference was there.
So you're not a real big fan. No, I'm only
kidding. What the hell?
I'm only kidding. So you created this MySpace page. What is it about this show that made you say, oh, I got to create a page for these guys?
It's the interaction. I mean, you can listen to WEEI, and it's right. It's like Homer Central. And here you got Mike.
That a boy, James. I like that. He's right, though. Good for him.
So you've been here for about a week?
Yeah, I've been here just over a week now.
First time in the States?
First time in the States, yeah.
What have you seen so far?
Well, this morning we hit the liquor store at 8:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And there was a
You're
guy,
Irish? God bless you.
And there was a guy with a shopping
Maybe
cart
I just drink
full of liquor already.
Welcome to America.
Yeah. It's a great country.
Yeah, it really is. And there's a lot of those liquor stores, too. There's not just. So that's about it? You've seen a liquor store?
No, we went down to Bar Harbor in Maine.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah.
It's mostly just around Maine I've been so far.
Yeah.
I've come up for, obviously, Game of the Greats.
Right. Have you seen Boston at all?
No, we literally got in about an hour before the show.
Oh.
So do you have family here, or are you just made up the trip on your own and decided what to do?
Yeah, I just came over.
Nice.
My uncle owns a house down in Naples, Florida, but
okay,
he lives in the UK. So.
Okay.
We have a caller from Naples, right?
We do.
Anthony
from Naples. Sure.
Have you been outside the Patriot Place? You buy anything?
I've been outside, but I haven't been in yet.
He's going to the Game of the Greats on Sunday, so he's going to get to go into the hall.
It doesn't usually rain every day, by the way. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, this is a bad week.
Yeah, it does in England. I'm used to it.
Absolutely miserable week of weather we've had.
Yeah. Well, if you do have time, I would suggest, I don't know, tomorrow or Saturday, going into Boston, checking that out.
Well,
you can drink there too, you know.
we was going to head on into New York tomorrow.
Oh, wow!
Yeah. Just,
it's bigger, it's better.
Yeah.
But we're coming back up. We're
if you're
go
into
to,
that sort of thing,
we're going to go to the hall. And,
if you're in New York, there's a guy named Cheech that owes me money.
His friend Chong.
So, what do you do for a living?
I'm in thermal insulation, which means nothing to anyone, I can tell.
Nope.
Family insulation?
Thermal.
Oh, thermal. Oh, sure. We know what that is.
Yeah.
We
do?
Yeah, insulating thermally.
Why don't you explain it, James?
Cold water pipes
yep.
get hot.
Yep.
They sweat. So we put stuff around, stop that happening.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Boring. Gotcha. Itchy.
Oh, nice.
Fiberglass.
And so why do you hate Kent?
Because it's boring.
Yeah.
It's meant to be like the Garden of England, and it's grass. You like grass? You go to Kent.
So why don't you move?
Well, help for me a place?
No. Fred's got plenty of room.
You could build a...
I was going to say,
yeah,
what you could
houses do, on your land.
Because you could build a place to stay on your
and
land.
You could sublet your lot.
No. Yeah. James could kind of, you know, tend to your land.
He
would be your real indentured servant.
No, I'm all set. I got one of those. It's Peter.
The caretaker,
Peter.
If you will.
Peter. That's the guy's name.
You have a caretaker?
No, he just takes care of the field.
Look at this. This is unbelievable.
Do you have a caretaker? No, he just takes care
no,
of the
No, but
field.
He doesn't, like, come into my house and take care of the house or, like, mow the lawn.
You have a surf. You have
that,
a surf.
Right?
What's that?
You have a Filipino woman for that, right?
No. I wish.
You have a surf, right?
No.
Yes.
No.
Wrong answer.
Yes.
See, that's what's going to happen to Sarah Palin.
Now, next, like, every few years, does he let the land, you know, sit fallow? Is that right?
Fallow.
Fallow. Yeah. No, fallow.
No surprise, Eric is nodding his head. Yes.
He alternates sides or something.
He alternates sides, see?
Yes, he does. Give
Just like
time.
Eric.
He's got a lot of land.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
3 acres.
Oh, that's good. Good, Mike. That was
on,
very
that's
fast.
Not right.
What, I missed it. What?
Just like Eric, he alternates sides.
I don't really get it.
Wow.
For you once, Andy does not get a gay joke. Congratulations.
Alternate ends I would have gotten.
No. All right. Anyway.
Lubricants.
All right. But back to James.
The classier
jokes
are
above. So you're here for the Game of the
okay.
Greats, and
now
then
you
you're
get
staying
it.
After that, or do you go home after that?
We go back after that, back to Maine.
Now, when you say we, James and Tracy sound like they're from here.
Yep, they're from
Bangor. So when you say we, is there other people that you traveled with?
Banger.
No, just...
barely know her.
Banger.
I don't even know her.
Oh, okay.
That's just wrong all
no,
over.
No one can ever say that we're frauds because we act just as immature
yeah,
when we
is
have
real
company.
Life, trust me.
You should listen to the Jab and the sports radio network up there. I'm big on one of those stations.
I don't know what station I'm on, but I'm on one of those.
Well, Stephen King owns one of those sports
right.
radio stations.
He owns the Jab, I think.
Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Or
is it
did.
All sports in Maine?
What's
all
the zone?
Talk?
Where's that?
You got,
Yeah.
Z-O-N. Okay. I think that's the one that
That's King the one I'm on every Thursday. Yeah. That's Stephen King's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little plug from Paul Perlow.
I will not be on this Thursday, however, because they're doing baseball, which is, you know,
sucks.
A dumb sport, according to Fred.
Just got to be an idiot to me.
You got to be dumb to be able to play baseball.
You're a little disgruntled because you got kicked out during baseball.
My point is you can be dumb to play baseball.
No, I like baseball better than football.
So do I.
Do you?
That's just wrong.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Very wrong.
It is wrong.
I'm fired, aren't I?
Yeah. I mean, baseball's a great sport.
You're working for Yankees Weekly.
The thing that's great about baseball is everybody thinks that they know it. That's the thing I think is best about baseball.
The worst thing about baseball is become dominated by nerds.
If you played at BU, you really know it.
And if you went 13-72 over four seasons.
Well, right. Hey.
Unfortunately, the nerds have taken over baseball and made all kinds of numbers that just ruined the game. And thankfully, they haven't taken over football yet.
Well, the thing about baseball is it's not a team sport. It's a individual sport that you play on a team. You know, it's made up. It's made up nothing. I'm just saying, people say, oh, it's, you know, football is the ultimate team sport. There's nothing like it.
Baseball looks like it's good to play, but so boring to watch.
Yeah, it's kind of boring to play sometimes,
too. The only thing I would say about baseball, I would agree that they play too many games, and that makes it boring to watch in terms of if you don't have any rooting interest. 162 games is absolutely ridiculous. That's the best thing I like about football is the once a week, and every game is an event. That's why I like football.
Yeah, the playoffs aren't fun when you don't have
the baseball playoffs. There's nothing like a 4 out of 7 series to me. Nothing like a series to get in like one game. I mean, I understand the way football's played; it has to be one and done. You can't play a series, but there's nothing like a series in playoff atmosphere for baseball.
What about basketball?
It's not the same.
It's not the same. Too fast.
It's not the same. I think the officials have too much of a control on that.
Yeah,
game.
You know, you have a good point there.
Wow. No, 9 years it took me.
I would agree with that. I mean, in basketball, especially in playoff basketball, the officials dictate so much of the tempo and the tone of the game.
Yeah, and certainly you can make an argument that the guy calling balls and strikes can dictate baseball.
Yeah, but you can overcome that.
I think more readily than you can the whistles in basketball.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, James, what else? You didn't have any Qdoba. You don't eat Mexican food?
Well, I just ate, so.
Oh, you just ate.
What'd you eat?
Nothing.
Okay. I guess
I'm just going to eat.
Oh.
Where are you
going
to go?
Don't spend money. It's right out there.
You called them out, man.
We haven't picked anywhere
called
yet.
Called them out, man. Put them on the hot spot.
Don't go to Red Robin.
And you were not.
Don't go to Red Robin?
I would go to Red Robin.
They make a decent
playing
burger.
Playing the role of Kyle.
Bottomless fries.
Absolutely.
And you were nice enough to bring a couple boxes of Godiva chocolate.
Yes, and we will eat those. Can we eat them now?
I guess.
I don't know that I've ever had Godiva. Well, I'm pretty sure
I don't want to be rude to the guests.
Godiva is expensive.
It's really
out of my budget.
Really good
Fred doesn't pay me anything.
You're more of a Russell Stover kind of guy.
Yes, Whitman sampler, those yellow boxes.
So I'm sure, James, all the people who are listening who have never been here want to get, you know, an outsider's impression of, you know, this place.
How fat
us,
Paul is.
You know, is there anything different than you expected, or is it exactly the same as you envisioned?
The stadium itself, or are you talking about
us and the, you know, the studio?
No, it's about us.
The impression of the show, you know, people want to know, okay, this person has come in. What does he think about, you know, what we've been listening to all these years?
I think everyone needs to know that they have two games consoles here. One of them is a Super Nintendo. And the other one's one really old Sega. So that kind of puts you in the mood for this area.
Okay. So we're antiquated.
It's a really small studio as well.
It's small.
Yes, it is pretty small.
Cozy,
though.
I was
very surprised.
Although
the TVs
compared
are
to real radio stations in Boston, it's a pretty nice studio.
Yeah. Compared to radio stations, they're about this size, you know.
I think we have a nice studio.
Yeah. So that's it. Nothing else?
Well, the stadium is a lot like some of the soccer stadiums we've got in the UK. I'd say it's about as big as Old Trafford, so it's a good size. People should know that, people in the UK anyway.
All right.
Is there a card that tells me which chocolate is which, or do I just have to peck it?
You would think rich people chocolate would have the indicator on the back of the box.
But just so you know, if I bite it and don't like it, I'm putting it back.
Eric, read that one.
All right. Well, James, we do appreciate you coming over, and we appreciate you and all the people out in the old country. Is that what they call it?
Old country. The old country. They have iPhones there, James?
People won't like this show.
Is this another claim that one of our guests doesn't have indoor plumbing again?
Iggy
in Madrid?
Don't they – England, we're New England. That's the old
country. Amigo con grande cabeza.
The old world. Okay. Well, anyway, we appreciate everyone listening.
That's a big
over
Italian
there.
Thing. He's from the old country.
We have a lot of people listening in Europe, so we appreciate that. And we appreciate you coming all the way over here to see us.
Thanks for having me.
In the chocolate. And please go out and eat Qdoba.
I will do so.
And, you know, you're welcome to stay for the rest of the show. But right now we're going to take a break. When we come back, with more Patriots talk.
This is former quarterback Steve Grogan
and former linebacker Steve Nelson.
We want to tell you about the game with the greats.
Are you one of those old diehard fans who remembers our playing days, like the 1985 Super Bowl or the snowplow kick?
Maybe you just want to meet the newest members of the Patriot Hall of Fame, like Ben Coates or my good friend Stanley Morgan.
And Andre Tippett, one of my linebacking brothers. He'll be there too.
You think he'll bring his gold jacket with him?
I hope so. I can't wait to see it on him.
If you're a big-time fan, you won't want to miss the Game with the Greats. It's happening on October 5th at Gillette Stadium when the current Patriots are away at San Francisco.
Get your tickets now at patriots.com/alumni.
Hey, that's pretty good, huh, Steve?
Yeah, we still got it. We should call ESPN. We could be the next Mike and Mike.
What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you'd need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
Well, we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower. For my son's graduation. Party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas Tree Shops, Off-Broadway Shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene Restaurant and Bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and a long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriots-place.com for more information and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins.
And now, a blog reading from Dan Twogender.
Twogender.
January 28, 2008. Desert my at $$. So we leave the snowy conditions of New England to head for the sunny, dry times of the desert. What do we find? Rain. It's pouring out. And it stinks. I don't mean that it stinks that it's raining. I mean, it actually smells. The rain is stinky. Don't know what the reason is, but it stinks.
For other blogs on your favorite team, log on to Patriots.com. They're on there somewhere.
All right. Welcome back. What's
the best part is Fred's never actually read the blog, so all of this is first time.
Well, I'm picking like myself.
These guys work for me? This is what
that's
they
exactly
do?
What I was thinking.
Fred's like, no, it was you.
I forgot.
Fred is like, that's
colonoscopy. You know, he tends to forget.
Do you remember when we
now,
got there?
Now you know why I don't let you blog all the time.
Oh,
I
come on. People love it.
I wish you took away the
was
ability
that not
to blog
accurate?
All the time.
It was accurate.
It was pouring and it smelled funny.
Not. It wasn't just pouring, Andy. They had a record rainfall for Phoenix.
My vomit stinks.
And it smelled bad.
Yeah, it was
it
pretty awful
stink.
That first day
really
we were there.
So I was giving people.
First day we got there,
as soon as that started,
rain,
I remembered that. That was you. I can't believe you didn't.
But that's what people are looking for, Fred. We can give them the exact experience down to the odor.
The information is on Patriots.com. That's where people kind of.
But if you
want to
feel, you come to me.
Want to feel. Okay, you guys are going to be blogging.
Cup of feel?
Next week, right?
But you, Eric, stay away.
If you want us to.
You, the three of you.
You.
Are going to blog next week?
If you want us to.
If you want us to.
I do. I think people want to know what's going on over there.
That's what they're going to get,
Gary,
Fred.
New material.
Just so you know, that's what you're going to get.
That's what we're going to get.
The updates are going to be what happens with Belichick and the team.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can mix it in there.
If you let me anywhere near the blog, it could be disastrous.
All right, Paul and I will blog
okay,
next
Mike,
week.
No blogging for
no
Mike.
No blogging for Mike. No blog for you.
We'll go on a Yankee rant and
put up porn.
It'll be all over.
He'll be like Chris Cooley.
All right.
We apologize. It was not our intention to have a penis on our website all day.
Mike will be showing his Chris.
Tonsorial.
$$$.
Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. Josh is obviously an Obama supporter. He says, has Parenti ever watched a debate? They get asked to address the same issue, not fluff on one side and something difficult on the other. What an idiot. Talk about sounding like a zealot sycophant. Get a grip. She is going to self-destruct tonight.
We'll
it will be
yourself.
Humorous.
Is this the guy who made a campaign contribution on our behalf?
I don't know. He also says,
because we needed to have him rescind that on behalf of those of us who don't support
he
that
says,
campaign.
He says, Fred, your thermal insulation explanation sounded just like Palin's explanation and what she reads to keep up to date on current events. So,
but not quite as in-depth as Obama's explanation of the education and quiet down now.
I'm
going to
get there.
Wait a minute.
That prompter back in.
Come on, guys. Where's that teleprompter? Please.
All right.
They're all a bunch of clowns.
All right.
Clowns.
Football. Alex writes in. He says, in the PFW football. In progress, in the guys link, it always appears with a bio coming soon message.
They are.
Why not have age, size, and weight of every member for a start?
Some people are embarrassed by
that. Numbers can't fit on that screen.
My guess is Mike is 32, 5'11", 180. How close is he?
He's off on the age. I'm 29.
Okay.
But I'm about 5'11", 180, yeah.
You're about 30.
Eric, he's got 35, 5'8", and 80.
That's about 30.
He's way off.
What,
180 for Eric? The least he's off is the weight. Paul likes that one.
Can't wait for him to guess your weight, Paul.
I don't know
if he can count that
but
high.
But it doesn't make me mad like it makes you mad.
Well,
Andy calls me fat every single day.
35. What did he have?
35, 5'8", and 80.
It's actually 35, 5'7", and 150.
Boring.
Paulie's got pegged at 45, 5'7", and 250.
Although that one was a little
lower. That one got lower.
And Andy... age 3, 5'9", and 170, 290 if you include the head.
Aww.
And we can't do Fred's because age goes up to 99 only.
It's 40, 5'10", and 200, by the way.
Your bra.
More or less.
If Joe, so, but,
about cup size?
A little more than less, right?
But his question is, if Joe Montana was head and shoulders above everyone in the NFL, why did Young always stir up a quarterback controversy? The 49ers won when Montana was injured, especially in 88 and 89, but they also did with Steve Bono.
Bono.
So was Young that good? Were the 49ers way too good, or did people just want Montana out?
Here's where Paul Perillo aligns himself with Bill Belichick. Go, Paul.
Steve Young is overrated.
I agree with Paul.
But then why was there a
I don't
quarterback
really,
controversy?
You know,
it's because Montana was getting older.
Right? He's getting older.
Montana was getting older, and there's always a quarterback controversy.
He ultimately lost his job. I mean, look, I'm not a huge 49ers fan, and I don't know all the nuts and bolts the way I would if it happened here. But the way I remember it is it really wasn't much of a controversy. Montana was hurt,
And right. ultimately, when he was knocked out of town, it was because of his back injury, and the Niners didn't think he would recover from that. And they allowed him to go, and he went to Kansas City. I don't ever remember Montana being fully healthy and people saying Young should play over Montana. Now, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, really I don't remember that either.
People in San Francisco, they, you know,
Niners
fans.
He had an elbow,
fans,
too, didn't he?
Yeah.
He had a bad elbow, and then
he was all beat
he
up.
Had the back. Yeah.
He was all beat up.
But as much as you might think Steve Young's overrated, he was also
he was good.
A good quarterback.
He was good, but he wasn't.
Saying he
but
wasn't
it's not
good.
Like Tom Brady and then Michael Bishop, a guy who sucked and
I
couldn't
think
play
that
anywhere.
He is one of those definitions of a system quarterback. He was in a perfect spot for him.
But a good athlete.
But I
a
was
good athlete, but it wasn't real hard for
no,
him to
but
fail
with a bad
system. Right. But with two other teams at the pro level, he was miserable.
Right.
And I don't I
one in the USFL and one in the NFL.
Certainly don't agree with his being elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I thought that was a travesty
I don't
to the
agree
Hall of Fame.
With it either.
I thought it was a travesty
now,
to the Hall of Fame.
Statistically,
yeah, it's hard to argue against
he's
the
up
numbers.
There. I mean, his passer rating, he might still hold the record for the best career passer rating.
Yeah that's it's oh, a yeah. specious argument, though, because on the field he was.
A what? Specious? I don't know what that means.
Can we
oh,
not,
come on. Don't tell me you don't know what that means.
Come on. Really?
Paul, please.
He's 3 years old.
I just don't know why you have to use words.
Did they not have
that's how
like,
I talk.
English in Dartmouth?
That's how
I did very well.
So how come you don't know what specious means?
See, I don't think I should. That's my point exactly.
You don't think you should.
I've done very well in this world without using that word.
Maybe you would have done better.
I don't
you
think
you
I
You just don't know.
I think you just hit the problem in a nutshell,
yeah.
Brad. Maybe if English. I had used words like that more often, I wouldn't be here at age 40.
That's right. You know?
That's why I got to get out of here.
Back to back. Back to back.
So I don't end up like Paul.
That's why you need to get out of here and take those big words with you.
I'm trying, dumbass.
All right. Anyway.
You promised Paul.
Why is it a specious argument?
Because if you look at his actual play on the field, I don't think the numbers bear out that he was as great as a Hall of Fame quarterback.
What was his yards per completion?
Oh, God, Seven. Fred, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I really
yards
don't
per
know.
Attempt,
his numbers are tremendous, but I don't think that he was anywhere near as good as Joe Montana, for example. And I
right.
think that when Bill showed us that video, now, granted, Bill showed us hand-picked plays to display the differences between Montana and Young, but I think Montana would have been great pretty much regardless of his situation. Now, he couldn't have played for the Oakland Raiders in that vertical passing game that Al Davis had in the late 70s and in early 80s, but I think Montana would have been successful pretty much anywhere. I think Steve Young only could have succeeded in the West Coast offense.
With the players he had around him.
With the players he had around him.
Right.
I think that's the only situation he could
exactly.
have succeeded like that, to that level.
Look at Tom Brady here a couple of years ago when Jabbar Gaffney and Rashay Caldwell were his number one receivers. He still got it done
right.
with this team.
Right.
I don't think you put a Steve Young guy type in there that he's going to get it done. So that's kind of part of how I define whether or not a guy's a Hall of Fame quarterback. Can he get it done without the players around him?
Right.
You know, even Montana, as great as he was always surrounded by great players in San Francisco.
Right.
He never really had a chance to prove that he could do it anywhere else, but...
That's
you know,
not how they do the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
No.
They can't speculate like that.
Yeah, it's a numbers game.
Right.
No, but people have to vote.
Box and you start picking guys based on systems.
The people voting have to, at some point, start speculating. The people who actually do the Hall of Fame voting. And it comes down to, I think, personality at that point. I think people liked Steve Young as a person. I have no problem with him as a person. I just thought it was a travesty that he was elected to the Hall of Fame.
Paul is leaving. He's going out to practice. Hurry up, Paul.
So you're a specious person?
No, I'm not, Andy.
Read that definition, Andy.
Brother. I don't know. The definition doesn't help me any.
Specious means something that appears to be true but is in fact not.
So he's saying you're a fraud.
Yeah. I was right.
No, you weren't right.
Although you don't have a deceptive attraction or allure.
The hell I don't.
Let's see. Matt is...
Proof is in the pudding.
Matt is from Connecticut. He says, what do you guys think of JT O'Sullivan and who is he comparable to in the league right now?
Andy likes him because he cut his hair.
Said I like him.
You did because he
I
cut
like
his hair.
Him better than when he didn't cut his hair.
That's
I don't
my
think
point.
He's all that good.
Who would you
no,
compare him to? What style of quarterback?
Drew Bledsoe.
No,
I'm kidding. I don't
What's
know.
His name? JP Losman.
You would?
Decent arm, can keep plays alive, scrappy, but a gamer, quote unquote. And I think gamers get overrated.
A lot of grit and hustle.
Yeah. Arm strength.
Gets the uniform.
He's got
dirty.
A pretty strong arm.
A pretty
accuracy.
Arm.
Not all
not that
accurate.
Great.
Pocket awareness.
No.
That's one that I...
Hasn't he been sacked like a record number of
oh,
times so far?
Oh, you're not buying that. Pocket
he's been sacked
awareness.
19
well, I think
times.
Pocket
I'm
awareness
sure
comes with experience on a lot of levels.
Well, I think
he's inexperienced.
Too. I think Brady and Marino had
does,
great...
Does Castle have good pocket awareness?
Right
no.
now, no.
Okay, I agree.
And I think they're the same guy. They're guys that are just getting to play. He played 4 or 5 games total prior to this, and it was all limited duty. Now he's
mop-up duty
starting.
Too, yeah.
So I think his pocket awareness will improve as
the
weeks go on. He did
Matt
not
Castle.
React well last week to heavy pressure from the Saints.
Yep.
He pooped himself.
Okay.
But he supposedly, and this I want to keep an eye on, has a incredible. Yeah, didn't we know that already?
Yeah.
I didn't know if you knew it.
They're putting on the. You can't just point. This is radio.
I didn't know he was going to stop mid-sentence. I thought he had the ability to talk and think at the
ESPN.
Same time.
He
pointed like 3 times.
They just flashed on ESPN that Rashad Mendenhall's out for the season, but we knew that. That's not new.
I didn't know if he had heard it.
If you came here for the first day of the week and
didn't
know.
Oh, yeah, maybe if you didn't take shows off, Mr. Point at the TV.
You really are in a bad mood when you're taking shots at your paisano over here.
This isn't right.
This really is.
I hate who I've become.
We hate who you were.
I know.
All right, anyway. That's it.
Oh, I want to watch his quick release. John Kitner raves that that's J.T. O'Sullivan's quick release is his greatest strength. Can throw the ball from any angle at any spot, you know, off balance, back leg, all that, and can make all the throws from that position. I generally find that hard to believe. He actually said it's the best release he's seen since Dan Marino.
He's
oh,
a young
boy.
He's
oh, boy.
Easy now.
Easy now.
Anything that you guys have heard this week that changes your opinion of how this game's going to turn out on
Sunday?
No,
Sunday's
not
game
really.
Against the Saints changed my opinion of how the game's going to turn out.
So by seeing that...
Porous defense, no pass protection, and a quarterback who I don't think has great pocket awareness.
Okay.
Not a good recipe.
What he
so
said.
So you're more confident in the Patriots.
Yeah, after watching
weekend.
Sunday, yeah, I think they're a little fraudulent over there in San Diego.
I thought this was going to be a battle
until
I looked over last week's game for San Francisco and did the preview, and at that point I thought the Patriots were going to kill them.
I think they just had a bad game. All right, Andy, go ahead. It's the doorbell.
Hi, I'm Tara, pizza with a smile Bertrand. It's time for Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's Word of the Day. Paul, save some for everyone else.
Well done, Tara, and well done, Gary.
Oh, why couldn't you have done that when he was here?
This is a very appropriate one, because she knows a lot of words after typing 5,000 per day on the transcripts. And today's, for Eric, is San Francisco Bake Sale.
Oh, boy.
That's a San Francisco
for,
Bake Sale.
It wasn't
sale.
For Eric.
That's what you said. It says right here, for Eric. You use that
this
disappearing
This is how Eric
ink.
Will be using his per diem
the
money.
The funny thing about that is, and this is kind of an inside joke, our listeners may not get it, but Tara works for the media relations department, so I can just see her going back upstairs and saying, Stacy, I just did the Urban Dictionary Word of the Day for PFW and Prior. He's like, you did what?
Yeah, it's going to go over real well.
Yeah.
We've been getting along very well with Stacy lately, except for you and him. You guys were arguing about who had more thin skin last week.
Oh, I thought they were talking politics.
This would be the opposite of Fred's Taco Fiesta, basically.
Well, it's actually what I think Fred had at the man's club. I'm not
he
buying the Taco
to
Fiesta. Yes.
Yeah.
Fred's stories are often very much fictionalized.
Actually, they're more accurate than you would believe.
Bob Doyle's outside the window. I think he's taking part in the taco buffet as we speak.
Uh-huh.
He's a big fan of Qdoba. Do they have a Qdoba in Mendon?
I don't believe they do.
But they do have a large car barn that advertises on the Fox 25 morning show every day a million times.
The Mendon Car Barn.
Or car something. Big car lot.
Okay.
What's the point
That's
of all this?
That's Mendon.
Yes. Mendon is ridiculous.
I see what you did there.
Mario from San Benito. I haven't emailed you guys in a while since school started, but I was wondering just how good you guys
That's no excuse.
Think the rest of the teams in the AFC East are. The Bills are undefeated. The Finns just beat us. And the Jets, well, they just suck no matter what. Thanks for reading the email. How good do you think the other AFC East teams are?
I think they're all pretty comparable, actually.
I've been touting it before the season started. The Bills would be the second best team. This is when Brady was healthy, obviously.
Yeah.
He's worried they're the best team.
The second best team in the AFC East, and I'm sticking with it.
They are a scrappy bunch that I think are building a nice little program up there. A lot of young players.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a problem with they trail in games, well, they're learning how to win. They're learning how to play. They're learning how to be a team. Everybody that's making plays for that team, essentially, is a pretty young player.
Yeah.
So their future should be going upwards. So that's why I think they could be a force to be reckoned with late in the year when they kind of put it all
together.
Yeah,
I'm starting to believe in Buffalo. At first, I was a little skeptical, but I think Trent Edwards has shown some real good poise in the fourth quarter, playing late in games. Miami stinks. They still stink.
And the
I don't
point,
care what happened here.
The point you made about Buffalo, Andy, bears out, because last year I believe they lost a lot of their games by one score, like 7 points or fewer. And this year they're kind of winning those kind of close games and winning the games they're supposed to win. And
they're a little healthier last
getting a little confidence.
A bunch of injuries, not just
you
Kevin
have to look
Everett,
at the Jets as a team that could explode at any time. To go and have Brett Favre throw 6 touchdowns in a game.
It was against Arizona, though.
Well, Arizona was supposed to be a strong NFC team.
They were, but...
So what happened?
Supposed to be.
You know,
I mean, that's a good win for the Jets. You can't overlook that. You
Miami and the Jets played each other week one in a very tight game.
Yeah.
So I think it's...
You know, it's taking some time for Favre to get used to
I think it's pretty even. Buffalo probably has the edge over those other two teams.
Yeah, you don't know yet, but I think that it's Buffalo, Miami. I mean, Buffalo, the Jets, and then Miami.
The Jets still can't stop anybody. That second half was...
Oh, my God. Kurt Warner was... Like with the Rams a few years ago, just
We've
throwing bullets
the,
everywhere.
Some of the Jets' parts is not all that impressive.
I would agree
the
with
parts
that
might
too.
Be okay mm-hmm. if
yeah.
you could get them. And
Jenkins is not doing it. I don't think.
No.
I mean, he takes a play, does a play, and then takes three off.
But on paper, it looks like they have a pretty good team.
No, they have some good
players.
They spent
a lot of money to bring that team together.
Now,
and it's
the quarterback is
cold.
Still, I think we were all kind of right there. He'll have some games where he'll do like
exactly.
last week, throw for a billion yards, and then he's mm-hmm. going to make some stupid plays.
He's
going to
throw 4 interceptions games. This week.
And generally, he's not helping them get better against good competition, and that's the bottom line.
On the phone right now is John in L.A. John, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Are you guys out in San Francisco?
Not yet.
Yeah, no.
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. And I don't mean that in a weird way. Out in
no, we're not out in San
Eric's not out here.
Geographically. I wanted to... I've just been thinking lately about the Patriots, what their draft strategy and philosophy used to be, and it still sort of is. But one of the things that I've noticed, that every now and then, they take a chance on a guy who's maybe kind of immature, but he's got a possibility of great upside if we just give him some time.
Yep.
And the guys that we drafted like that, P.K. Pham, Bethel Johnson, Chad Jackson, Marquise Hill. I'm sure there are ones that we did that with that worked out. But to me, it seems like it's at a point now where they need to look and say, you know what, we were right. Let's just only focus on sort of smart, mature leaders. And I'm wondering if you guys can talk to that and maybe talk about if you've seen a change in that philosophy now or what you think.
I don't know if there's been a change yet. It's hard to say after 1 year removed from a pretty
bad
disappointing draft class.
And the guys you mentioned, except for Hill, were wide receivers, I believe, right? All of them? So
it might
be just...
I'm sure there were others, too.
Yeah, but, you know, tight end, wide receiver, both have been positions where they haven't really
hit
the jackpot.
Belichick
so.
Ever rules out anything.
No,
you
he
know?
Won't.
He just doesn't have...
And it's a value thing. If he thinks the guy's immaturity is dropping a first or second round talent to third, fourth, fifth, like P.K. Pham, he thought it was taking a chance on an immature talent that if it matured, they would have a red zone, what was the quote, a red zone machine for the next 8 years or whatever.
Right.
I mean, it didn't work, so he took a chance.
Right, but of the guys who fit that description, who is on the team now? Who has worked out?
Well, somebody I would say Ty Warren is a guy they took a chance on because he was was labeled as a guy who didn't work, who took plays off, who didn't work as hard as he could. And so there was some – I mean, I would think that's sort of a maturity issue if you're not working as hard to live up to your potential.
Well, it seems like
and he's worked.
Mayo's a pretty mature player too when you look back at his
right.
past.
Well, but I see –
Is he talking about more risky players?
Yeah, he's talking about a guy that there was some questions, a risk, immaturity, and it ended up working out.
What about Jarvis Green?
I don't believe that was the case with him.
He was
was
he
risk,
second or
say. He was just not a guy
fourth
a
round, pick.
Round pick.
Fourth round.
He just is what he is.
He just
I just feel like guys like Deion Branch, David Givens, I don't know, maybe Maroney might even be eventually in that group that we're talking about. That sort of like
it's funny, I'd put him in the other group.
No, I mean
the
first
bad
group.
You said Givens, Branch and Maroney and one of those things
Maroney.
Just didn't belong.
Maroney was a guy who didn't carry the load in college.
No, but Maroney was highly touted. I mean, people thought he had the goods.
But you never had seen him shoulder the load by himself in an entire
right.
college season, so you were kind of taking a gamble at some
point. I actually
think
the divide seems to be between skill position players and non-skill position players, you know, quote unquote. Mm. But, you know, tight ends, running backs, receivers, Bill hasn't had the greatest of drafts in those areas.
Even quarterback, except for
right.
number 12.
When he's taken an offensive
Maybe
lineman,
O'Connell.
Whether it be early, like a Logan Mankins,
yep.
he hit on it.
Mm-hmm.
When he took a guy later, like Dan Copen, he found a guy that mm-hmm. could play.
Defensive
line, obviously,
line, yep.
he hit on those. Linebacker, he hit on the one that he went early with. But when he's taken some of those skill positions, and I even joked yesterday that he liked Vernon Davis when he was taken by the 49ers fifth overall. You know, sometimes it looks like his background as a hardcore defensive football coach might sway him in terms of breaking down offensive players. The skill position players sometimes seem to catch him off guard.
All right, John.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
John
all
in
right,
L.A.
Thanks, John. Take care.
See you, John.
Want to remind people that at 1:10, we'll do the Qdoba question of the week today.
Question of the week today.
So that'll be at 1:10. And I have the question in front of me. I can't read it, though.
Right, you have 20 minutes.
Because Fred can't read.
The first person who calls will be asked the question. If they don't get it right, we'll take the second caller.
And I'm just telling you, I would call it 1:09. I think you might be able to sneak in.
Well, whose clock are we going by, Gary?
Well, it has to be their clock.
On your wrist?
Official game clock.
It's 12:52 right now.
They call those watches.
Mark time.
The clock on your wrist?
12:52. Mark time. Start counting
12:52 in 3, 2, 1, mark.
Click.
Okay.
You just wanted to say mark.
Right. Todd in Nova Scotia. Hey, guys, while Paul's not here, I thought I'd ask you a quick question.
Mark tape.
Is Paul okay? We've been teasing him a lot lately. Sometimes I think he might take the fans' jokes to heart. Say the word, I, for one, will back off.
Nah, don't back off, but he does.
Don't
take it
back
to heart.
Off, but he does take it to heart.
Mike's the one who's needs the help today, not Paul.
What do I need?
Help.
Help.
Medication.
I don't think the help I need you can offer.
Eric might be able to.
No.
Oh.
Thanks.
Oh. Wow.
What are we looking at here?
No, I'm just.
I don't know. Brooke
knows best.
Like looking past.
Somebody punching somebody in the crotch?
Yeah, doing a little cup check.
Brooke knows best.
These gladiators?
All
no,
right.
Brooke knows best. How many times do I have
all
to
right.
say
all right, you don't have to yell, for Christ's sake.
I'm sitting right next to you. You said you asked me three times.
Web radio.
Oh,
at
instead of you all right, Spider.
But you said you are all right.
Web radio at patriots.com, 508-543-7483. What happened to James?
People won't like this show.
He's outside eating.
Oh, okay. I just
He's
want to
enjoying
make sure.
the taco buffet.
Okay. Josh writes in response about the campaign contribution. He says, yes, I am that guy, and the campaign contribution was your names. What in your names was a joke.
Oh, good.
What
oh,
was
good.
Not a joke, however, was the bet I tried to make with Andy. That's Andy without any balls for an Adalius Thomas
Andy with a wife.
Jersey that his wife vetoed.
Ask this guy. I got no stones.
And what did you refer to Andy as on Tuesday?
I don't know.
No talent
Word
ass
that
clown?
That we can't say on the air.
Oh, right.
No, sorry.
Wussy? That Fred said twice.
We can say wussy. Why are you shaking your head?
Because he's going to say the real word.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to get him to do.
What happens to when I say the real word? It's like somebody come down.
Gary
and
shakes his head
you?
And gets mad.
A red light goes off in the office.
Aaron in North Attleboro, love the show. Listen all the time. I was wanted to know if the Game of the Greats was sold out.
No.
Promos for it keep playing, but I no longer see it advertised on the website.
Hey,
are there any tickets left?
Nice job, Chris Ferreira.
There are some tickets left.
Yeah.
It's
so
seamless.
You might have it, you might have a chance to get in.
Yeah, that's a seamless ad. It's hard to find.
No, there's
it blends right
there's
in.
There's about 30. I mean, there's about 30 tickets left.
So,
I'd say.
Aaron, call. Get tickets.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you go to patriots.com/alumni.
And press Shift F5
no,
four
no,
times.
Shut up, man.
You will see an ad.
Patriots.com/alumni. There you will be able to order tickets right there. So that's going to be a good take.
Yes.
Over 30 alumni will be there.
Including
Ben Coates.
Hall of Famers.
Ben Coates, Stanley
Pro
Morgan.
Pro Football Hall of Famers.
Grogan,
too.
Andre Tippett.
He
John
prefers
Hannah.
To start with the Patriots
Gray,
Hall of Famers.
Well, because Coates,
those are the nearest
Coates weren't, wasn't there last
Grogan,
year.
Andy Johnson.
So if you were there last year, you didn't get to see him. Stanley
Good
Morgan,
point.
I think, was there last year. I'm not sure. No, I don't think he was either. So, if you know, those are two new Patriot.
Gordon Conley's a friggin' dolphin. Who cares about him?
Two new Patriot Hall of Famers. And
he's the fertilizer
you
this franchise was built
so,
on.
So those guys are there. And then, of course, John Hanna, Andre Tippett, Steve Grogan, Steve Nelson, everybody else.
Gray,
Pete Brock.
Hanna.
It's a big lineup.
Max Lane.
Max Lane will be there.
Harold Halifaitis, huh? Or whatever, the guy who's the...
Vernon Crawford.
Bill Lankitis? Is that who
no, Harold, the double H guy, Hubert.
What kind
Harold
of food are they going to have at this event, Fred?
Oh.
Not that it matters to us, because we're not going to be there.
I don't know.
Because we'll be eating by the bay.
We got to meet somebody Saturday night, right? I don't know. Anyway.
What?
He's just babbling
oh my
to
God.
Himself.
Sorry,
a puddle
Harry.
Of drool.
Can I make guesses on your sizes? Stripper
what sizes?
Says Fred 6. What does that mean?
Penis size, I think.
Oh, that? Oh, no. Much bigger.
In And you would know how?
Well, it's mine.
Yeah, but you can't see past your belly. You haven't seen the ears.
You should know I got a little wiener. What are you talking about?
Well, if you can't see past that, it must be pretty big then.
It's true.
There you go, Eric.
Next topic.
All right. Eric knows. He's been under your desk a time or two.
You know, see.
See now,
That's just not right.
That's just not right.
I'm going to take my pants off.
It's just a fun fact.
It's not fun and it's not a fact.
No, that was
you having a moment there, Fred? What's going on?
No, the awesome auger was on TV.
Oh, I guess Paul size.
The worst infomercial ever. And Paul, I mean, Fred was just.
Fred, you know what you should do? Seriously, if you're going through any sort of midlife crisis here, you should try to compete with that Billy Miles guy for the number one infomercial sales guy. You know, the guy who shouts, he's got the dark hair and the really thick beard, and he always shouts, I'm Billy Miles for any product you want to pitch.
Oh, OxyClean.
OxyClean and all the.
He does the auger.
He does that too? Yeah.
No,
he's not ShamWow, actually. There's a different guy for ShamWow.
He's the German guy.
You should try to compete with him since you love all of these infomercial type things. You should be, I'm Fred Kirsch, and I'm here to pitch whatever the stupid thing is you're paying me to pitch.
He'd have to, first of all, he'd have to be able to speak. Second of all, he'd have to have a product.
No, it'd be funnier that way.
Soap. The soap with a slot.
Soap with a slot.
I'm off of that.
You're going to spend $100 on soap a month anyway.
Might as well use every last sliver.
I'm off soap with a slot.
Didn't somebody already invent that anyway?
I don't think so.
Oh, no, they invented the loofah, and you could put the last piece of soap in.
Right, you put it in there.
And then it lathers up.
Yeah, yeah.
That looks like a wise
investment. So that's sort of a same concept that you have.
Recycling.
Sounds better, far better than his idea.
Recycling. Yeah. Well, they have one where you put the whole bar of soap in, too. It's not just the last sliver.
That's overkill.
You know?
Hey, Fred?
Yeah?
You know how we have that rule we blow up people when they mention Culpepper?
Yeah.
Can we not ever read emails of someone who sends the same email 7 times so it gets read?
Right. No, I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah. Our pal has been doing that lately, huh?
Who's this guy?
No.
You can't say him because then he'll get blown up.
Right.
Okay.
Two Jenner comes through with the Boston Herald.
Good job.
Dan, Two Jenner's in the house.
Our resident hermaphrodite.
Paul's still out there. How long does Paul stay out there for?
A hermo and a homo.
Let's hope he got there in time for practice to start.
Right. He comes back all winded. It's like me. He has to lie down.
That's why he needs a segue.
Seriously, that would be hilarious if he were on one. Because I don't know if he could. I don't know if he could balance himself on the thing. You know, disproportionate.
Oh my god!
It's like Grimace riding along down there on this thing.
Oh no,
Mayo. You don't have any emails, do you?
Huh?
What are you doing over there?
He's just staring at you. He's looking into your soul.
Are you okay? What's going on?
Nah, he's nervous about the debate tonight.
No, I'm worried about the Qdoba question of the week.
Well, we
got 12 minutes.
Yeah. I'm trying to time it right.
You got a producer back there. That's
sure
his job.
Gary will fill you in.
Don't take a break at 109.
So, yeah. All right, it's 110. We got to go for a break now. Don't do that.
Wow.
That's a good impression.
How's that?
Making fun of you.
Well, I sound like, what's his name? Pee-wee Herman? Is that what I sound like, Pee-wee Herman?
That's not what I was going for, but if you think so.
Because you're a comedian. You do voices, right?
What he in actually, the hell is going on?
His voices aren't bad.
Oh, do some for me. I love impressions. I really do. I'm a big impression guy. Rich Little, all those guys.
Rich Little.
I love that. Do some voices for me.
And it's going to be somebody you know.
I mean, Bob from North Providence. I don't know.
This is my mom.
No, yes. Well-known people.
Mark Capello. That's someone you know. But that's,
yeah, but the listeners don't know Mark Capello.
Like, famous people.
Given
like,
your
even
Clinton
our
or one of the politicians.
Oh, the Clinton one. Yeah, we were doing that thing in the locker room today because we were talking about, you know, replacing Gwen Ifill, this friend of yours who's going to be moderating the vice presidential debate tonight.
Friends of the program.
And somebody, I don't know if it was Paul or Andy, said, oh, yeah, it would be funny if we had Clinton moderating the debate. And Mark thought he was saying Hillary Clinton. And I said, no, it would be funnier if Bill were moderating because all his questions to Sarah Palin would be, you know, a little bit more like, all right, I got a question for you, sweetheart. Can I guess your bra size?
Okay.
It sucked.
Okay.
Okay. That was pretty good, actually.
Yeah. That's pitiful.
Wasn't terrible.
Right.
Wasn't terrible. I'll show you terrible.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Anyone else?
I said I was a crooked politician for a reason.
All right. You got any others?
Who do you want?
Break character, please.
Do you have any?
Sure. I'm trying to think of someone famous that you all know.
How about Donald
Dan
Trump?
Klecko.
He's a tough one. It's a tough
How
one to
John
do.
How about John Wayne?
That's
How about
kinda,
Ronald Reagan?
Why don't you just tell us?
Fred, it's been a long time since I've heard him.
That's not Clint Eastwood that we're
looking
for.
I was going to say, it kind of sounded like Clint Eastwood. I would have called it Clint Eastwood. Just change the name.
You feel lucky, punk?
I think your round rating was a better Clint Eastwood.
Do you have any tomatoes I can throw at him?
No, he had a tremendous stand-up career in your home state. He was a stand-up comedian, you know.
I know.
For a year.
Dominated Rhode Island. Year.
How about Kermit the Frog?
You're not setting me up with that one.
That's it?
How about, can you do...
He kind of looks like Kermit today.
Strippers wants to know if you can do Christopher Walken. Super Bowl.
Not as well as who that caller was who did it, but not bad.
I could have used a little
in
more
a while,
cowbell. I gotta have more cowbell.
I got a fever. Okay. The only prescription.
Guys,
more cowbell.
How you doing? I'm a big fan.
Yeah, he's better.
Yeah.
That's it?
Any more emails?
Anything
Schwarzenegger?
Else? Okay, let's hear some Arnold.
I don't want to do it right now, Fred. It's time for you to read the emails.
All right. That's wow. Eric the
you know
impersonator.
What? I'm not blaming you, Eric. He asked.
Eric the
And I give you credit. You've been asked to sing, and mm-hmm. you did that. You've been asked to do your impressions, mm-hmm. you did that. At least you tried.
No, Eric mm-hmm. Eric has turned
Paul made a loop. Promise once and didn't shave his
That's
head.
That's right. He's a fraud. Fraud Perillo.
We were saying, I don't know what the time was, but you've turned things around.
Oh, I know.
It was the time when you said I was going to Rook's show. And then ever
you,
since then.
You just decided, that's it, I'm going to turn a new leaf. What was that?
It was an ass.
Yeah, it was a little inside joke thing.
Okay. No, but this is good. This is a good thing. All right, we're going to take a break now. It's 1:02.
Gary's on the phone.
When we come back, it'll be around 1:10.
This is former quarterback Steve Grogan
and former linebacker Steve Nelson.
We want to tell you about the game with the greats.
Are you one of those old diehard fans who remembers our playing days, like the 1985 Super Bowl or the snowplow kick?
Maybe you just want to meet the newest members of the Patriot Hall of Fame, like Ben Coates or my good friend Stanley Morgan.
And Andre Tippett, one of my linebacking brothers. He'll be there too.
You think he'll bring his gold jacket with him?
I hope so. I can't wait to see it on him.
If you're a big-time fan, you won't want to miss the Game with the Greats. It's happening on October 5th at Gillette Stadium when the current Patriots are away at San Francisco.
Get your tickets now at patriots.com/alumni.
Hey, that's pretty good, huh, Steve?
Yeah, we still got it. We should call ESPN. We could be the next Mike and Mike.
What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
Oh, we get Qdoba catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower. For my son's graduation. Party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mile and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas tree shops, off-Broadway shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant in Boston. A four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and the long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins. And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
I'll tell you, I was at the beach on Tuesday, and there were a lot of high school girls there.
So you were lying on your stomach drilling for oil all day?
Oh, my God.
And I'm the inappropriate one.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
All right, back here in PFW in progress. We're getting ready for 110, which is in 3 minutes, to do the question. But in the meantime, on the phone right now is Anthony in Naples. And Anthony, this doesn't, no, he's not? He's not on the phone?
No, he told him to call back.
Oh, he didn't.
He was calling for
the
question.
Oh, I thought he was calling to talk to us. Oh, okay. So you got to call back, Anthony. All right.
That's another great moment.
That's another great moment.
Didn't Gary just finish telling you that on the day of we don't announce the time?
I questioned that ruling. Paul's back, though. Paul is here, and he's just back from practice, and he's busy making
He's writing numbers down. He's
catching his breath.
He's making book over there.
He says
the same three guys that were out out today. Kelly Washington. Who else?
Lewis Sanders.
Eric Alexander.
He
was only healthy enough to play soccer in the locker room, not healthy enough to
practice. Yeah, Lewis Sanders kicking around a soccer ball, not practicing. That's great.
Fred, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah?
The ball's just bouncing off everywhere. You know.
Is it a soccer ball?
Yes. Yeah. Karen Garigian almost got killed today.
She almost died.
At some point, they're going to break a camera. They're going to do something.
Somebody's going to get an eye poked. Paul, what do you got?
Okay. No, I thought you summed it up nicely.
That's
Fred.
It?
Yeah.
Nothing else?
No black practice jerseys?
No black practice jerseys because the bye week, you know, coming off a bye week and all that stuff. So.
And they got killed the game before the bye week.
Yeah, I don't think anybody practiced well before the Miami game.
So it's
They didn't play well on it.
Mm-hmm. Real quick practice. And
outside?
Yeah, they were outside for the first time of the week.
Okay.
It's a nice
little
out.
Windy out.
What's the weather
nice.
Forecast for San Francisco for Sunday?
I saw sunny and low 70s.
Okay, so it's going to be a nice day.
Hopefully.
69. Gary cracked himself up with that
He really
one.
Did.
What's our we have the West Coast listeners, Santa Clara area. What kind of weather they have? I heard it's supposed to be kind of warm.
It's
beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I think when we get there, it's going to be raining, at least from the Weather Channel. I hope not.
No, California.
But the rest of the week is supposed to be nice.
Is Santa Clara where Google is? Is that where they're?
I don't know.
Well, that's Mountain View, California, I think.
Don't know.
I can see how you could confuse those two.
Santa Clara, Mountain View.
I think Santa Clara, though, is where the Niners headquarters are.
Was yeah. Right?
They wanted to build a new stadium in Santa Clara.
Mm.
One of the many they've tried to propose and build.
Wow.
All that crap.
Okay.
All right, just killing time. Here we go.
All right, Matt in Oregon's on the phone. Matt, how you doing?
All right, how's it going, guys?
Good, how you doing?
What's up?
Oh, am I loud? Sorry.
A little bit, yeah.
Sorry about that.
Oh, he's going to do the question? All right, Matt, you're the guy that's going to hope to answer the question here.
I'm psyched. I have a bachelor party that I'm planning when I'm coming back in May. So
this would be perfect.
No perfect thing for it.
Taco fiesta before a taco fiesta.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, a lot of lettuce. All right. All right, here is the Qdoba question of the week. Matt, you ready?
I hope I can answer it.
Which of our emailers describe themselves as, I'm no Cali girl, I'm a lawyer, not a model, but at least I've got a nice rack?
Oh, the girl from Dallas. Is it Christy from Dallas?
Judges?
No, that's... Is
Gary?
Pick another place that begins with D.
And has a lot of politicians.
Oh, from D.C.
Yay!
There you go. She wants, I can tell you more. She wants to meet you guys in San Francisco. And
right. Well, some of us. She wants to meet some of us.
Yeah, Andy and I.
She was not up for the single duos.
All right, Matt has done his homework. Matt, you are the winner of a 20-person Qdoba taco and burrito buffet. And you
that can, is awesome.
You or anyone else can pick it up at any participating Massachusetts Qdoba, so you got to stay on the line. And Gary right. will get your info. You got any questions before you go off into producer
land? Yeah, I do. Just a quick quick one. I wrote in yesterday about having the hog in. And
what?
Excuse me. Hog gonna be?
I was referring to John Hanna.
Oh,
and,
okay.
I was saying it would be good to have him in for a little, you know, insight, you know, the Hall of Famer to come talk about maybe some of the issues he sees with the offensive line. And, you know, I thought it might be a good.
Oh, he'll tell you.
Bit.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of issues with what he sees in the offensive line.
He's very old school.
All offensive lines, by the way, not just the Patriots.
Right, and he's very old school. He's not really a modern NFL mind. He longs for the days of old.
He wants
to go back to power football. The option, run the ball 50 times. So yeah. I'm not sure he'd be – I don't know how much of a great advisor he'd be for some of the things the Patriots do on offense now.
All right. Well, fair enough.
Okay,
all right, Matt. Talk to Gary.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, Matt.
All right, take care.
All right, Matt from Oregon wins the, you know, this is a lot different than his elk meat, but I think he'll like it. I really do.
Could I put elk meat in a taco?
You could.
Put any kind of meat in a taco you want.
Eric, what are you putting in that shell?
Oh, man.
You hired him, Fred. You hired him.
All right.
Just give me, like, at least a month or so notice so I can
buffer.
Try to find a job.
Why do we have to give you notice? Is it the other way around? You give me notice?
Obviously, they don't care that we're going to be out of a job the way they talk.
Okay.
Who's we're they? With Fred.
Yeah, who's they?
Who's they? Sorry, but you were the one that just made that taco joke.
Yes. Yes, I
did. So you're part of they.
I'm saying they.
I'm proud of myself.
All right. Well, you know what? It's Thursday, and it's time, thankfully, to do the picks. I never thought I'd look forward to doing the picks.
It's a little early for picks.
I know it is.
Red wants to do picks.
We're going to take our time.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have a lot of time to kill at the end of this show.
All right. So, Paul.
All right. Recapping last week, Freddy Baby. Once again.
You were still a pansy, because if you had put money on the games, you'd be loaded and you could retire.
No, I don't think I was that good this
week. With the spread, you were the best. But overall, just picking winners, I actually won this week at 9-4. Andy, Eric, and Fred all went 7-6. Mike went 6-7.
Terrible week.
Well, but with the spread. Tough week.
Fred is making his
I have with, to be in dead last at this point.
With
right?
the spread, I like how Fred goes 7-6, and he goes, well, it was a tough week. It's a tough week. With the spread, however, Fred continues to set the pace, 8-5. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable that you won that many games.
Do it, Fred.
I am 7-6 with the spread. Mike and Eric were 5-8, and Andy was 4-9.
Ooh.
So here's the overall standings up to date. Fred, overall, just winners, 43-17.
Wow.
Andy, 39-21. Eric, 37-23. I'm 36-24. Mike, 33-27. So I've moved out of the basement.
How do I have a better record in the paper than on the show?
Because you obviously pick different games.
Because when you think about games,
I just pull
you do worse somehow.
Yeah.
With the spread, this is a remarkable stat. This is a whole month of football. This is four full weeks. Fred, 40-19-1.
Crazy.
With the spread.
That's big money, baby.
You would be rich right now.
That
except
is
for
big
you have
money.
No stones and haven't placed a single bet.
It's against the law.
Believe it or not,
in Vegas.
I am in second place against the spread at 34-25-1. Eric is next, 31-28-1. Andy, 28-31-1, and Mike, 26-33-1.
It was my understanding that there would be no math.
Yeah, all don't right. add that up, because when it doesn't make any sense and it doesn't add up right, I don't want to take responsibility.
Well, let's see if we can keep this going here.
All right. The first game, Freddie, is a good old-fashioned AFC South battle between Indianapolis and the first home game of the season here in October for the Houston Texans. Houston,
at the open air Reliance Stadium.
Yes, Houston. Is that going to be open air, by the way,
yes.
forevermore?
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
they're
no,
never going to fix it?
Just
I know this year,
year
but
no, are they
going to
fix it?
They're
going to fix it.
I would assume they're going to fix that.
Yeah.
Okay, the Texans are getting 3 points at home.
I will take the Indianapolis Colts to win on the road in the dome. That is no longer a dome. I don't think Houston's a very good football team. I don't like Houston.
I agree. I don't care if Indy's on the road or not. They're a better football team. We'll take Indy both ways.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Indy, too. They are struggling, but I think they find a way to end those struggles against Houston.
Yeah, 1-2 Indy. Who would have thought that the Colts would be 1-2?
Easily be 0-3.
You know?
They could easily be 0-3.
They could also be 3-0. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to
I'm looking at the bright side, Fred.
If this was a larger spread, I would go, you know, maybe with the Texans to cover because of, you know, that interdivisional rivalry type thing. But I think the Colts, they really need to play well here, and I think they'll cover. So I'm looking for the Colts in this game.
All right. Next game, the 4-0 Tennessee Titans, Andy, go to Baltimore to face the physical, tough, Joe Flacco-led Baltimore Ravens. Ravens at home getting 3 points.
I was very impressed with Joe Flacco. I really liked how he played against the Steelers and Rashard Mendenhall before he died. Very strong arm out of advertised, but I thought more accurate than I saw on tape from what I saw from his college games. So I was very impressed. I think they're going in the right direction there. But Tennessee Titans, I'll take them until Kerry Collins screws it up, and I'll assume that won't be this week. Although with that defense, with Ed Reed roaming around downfield, this could be one of those weeks where Mr. 17-hour delivery tries to make a throw down the field a little bit, and Ed Reed steps in front and turns into seven. But until that happens, I'm not just going to assume it's going to be the week, so I'll take the better all-around football
so
team.
The Ravens
Tennessee.
Are getting four?
Three.
Three.
Three. Okay.
Ravens getting three at home?
That's correct.
I'll take the Ravens both ways.
Mm. Yeah, this
still don't believe in Tennessee.
This is, yeah, I'm, I
defense
this is a tough
is
one.
Schwartzy.
This is a tough one. But I'll take Tennessee to win and cover. I'm not feeling confident about it, though.
Yeah, I like Tennessee, too, especially Baltimore coming off a road Monday night game. Generally, those are tough. My only concern is what Andy brought up briefly is a turnover. That's the only way Baltimore, I think, wins this game is if they score on defense because they ain't scoring on that Tennessee defense, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Titans.
Plus, you know, you look at last week's game, the Titans played Minnesota, which has a good run defense, and Titans have to rely a lot on the run these days.
And they ran well.
And they ran well. They scored 30 points. So I will go with Tennessee. Okay.
All right.
Bill Polian called them the best team in the division.
Well, certainly
they are.
For through 1 month.
Of course, the rest of his sentence was, because, you know, they're a lot healthier than we
right,
are.
Right, right.
Well, there's always an excuse
again,
with that.
Why people like him should not have their own show.
Well, now I agree with you. He shouldn't have his own show.
And
San Diego.
I'm not sure he did. I think it was on Sirius Satellite Radio.
everybody has a show there.
Their own radio
except
show,
Bill.
Though.
San Diego travels to Miami to play their first of three games on the East Coast or even further this month. They travel to Miami, Fred. Then they play the Patriots. Then they go to somewhere. Where do they go? Buffalo. And then they go from Buffalo to London.
You know, you can make the case that it's going to be tougher on San Diego next week than it is the Patriots. Because, you know, the Chargers are the one that are going back and forth,
sure.
Not the Patriots.
Yeah. Certainly. Yeah. Yes, the Patriots got helped out by this double dip on the West Coast. It's the best case scenario for a double dip. I'll take the Chargers.
6.5.
To cover the 6.5 that Paul just gave me. I was taking them either way unless he gave me a really big number. Miami Dolphins, despite what they did to the Patriots two weeks ago, I don't believe are all that good of a football team. So even on the road, I'll take the more talented football team.
Yeah, I agree with Danny on this one. I think Miami's going to come down a little bit from that win 2 weeks ago. San Diego, I think, is starting to peak a little bit on both sides of the ball, so I'm going to take the Chargers both ways.
Hopefully they'll hold the Dolphins to just 29 points.
Yeah, and I think teams have had plenty of time to figure out how to defend that Arkansas spread running play that Ronnie Brown ran so well here. So I'm going to take San Diego both ways.
I'm going to take San Diego, but not as confidently as my compadres here because I think this is the kind of game they go east, and Miami's had 2 weeks to prepare. They're feeling good about themselves coming off the Patriots win, and I think this is set up for this inconsistent team that Norv Turner has led since he's been there. They look great, and they look bad. They do that within the same game like they did last week, so I'm concerned about it, and I'm simply going with the better team, and that's San Diego, but I don't feel real good about it.
And to cover, too?
Yeah.
I agree with you, but I'm going to say they don't cover. I'll say San Diego to win, and I'll say Miami gets within six. So, we'll see.
Kansas
That's
City.
That's you hoping, isn't it, a little bit?
No, I hope.
Why would you hope the AFC East team?
I want San Diego to blow them out.
Yeah.
I want them to destroy their confidence.
Yeah. I thought you were going the other way. You were embarrassed that your team got killed, and you want that team to be a little bit better.
Miami,
because if they get killed, then you go, oh, my God, we got killed by the worst team in football.
But you know, that's the way I feel now.
But Fred's thinking, you know, if Miami wins and the Patriots lose, the Patriots could conceivably be in last place.
That's true, too. I wasn't thinking that, but that's true.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I thought that's what I mean.
No,
when you said you wanted San Diego to win, I figured it was because of the AFC East.
I don't think
that's what happens when I try to get inside Fred.
I want Miami to get punished. I want to put them back in their place. They had their dog had their day.
You couldn't put them back in their place.
No, we couldn't. I'm embarrassed about that. I'll remain embarrassed till the end of the season. Nothing's going to change that.
Well, if they went on to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They go on to the rest of the way. You say, well, you know, we didn't know at the time. They were a great football team.
I still don't want to be the team that they turn things around with. You know?
They won't. Don't worry, Fred.
They turned you around. They did anything they wanted to you.
Whoa. Okay.
All right. The resurgent Kansas City Chiefs, Andy.
Oh.
Yeah. They're resurgent?
they won a game. The last 13. They traveled to Carolina to play the Panthers, where the Panthers are laying 9.5.
Ooh. That's a lot of points, Paul. I'll take the Panthers to win at home. Chiefs don't win on the road. They're not anywhere near that. But I'll take the points because I don't have a lot of trust in the Carolina Panthers. Dwayne the Fraud Bow, I'm sure, will come down with some big, impressive catches if I watch the game on TV, unlike he couldn't do in person, and keep them close.
Yeah, I agree with Danny on that. Not necessarily on the Dwayne Bow Fraud part, but I think Damon Heward has thrown the ball pretty well the last couple of games. I like Damon Heward. I think they'll cover that 9 points, but I think Carolina's going to win outright.
Not sure they're going to cover the 9 points with Heward, so I'll go with Carolina both ways.
Yeah, I'm going to take Carolina both ways, too. I think that was one of those wins that they exhale. Now they finally broke that 12-game
losing
streak.
It was at Arrowhead.
Now they go on the road. Carolina's got it going a little bit early on. I think the Panthers are going to roll at home.
Plus, Tony Gonzalez is trying to not catch any passes so he can do it at home or whatever.
Oh, really?
He said somebody wanted to have the record.
He's like 1 yard short of the record.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
So he's going to get shut out, apparently. Oops.
I'm agreeing a lot with Paul today. I think that
I'm just copying your picks, Fred. You're setting the pace.
Last week, the game that Kansas City won, that was, again, against Denver. They always get up for those games. This is a whole different ball game. They're traveling. I think the Panthers cover.
All right, this ought to be a good one. NFC East, in every game in that division is a good one. Washington travels to Philadelphia, where it looks like Brian Westbrook is going to play. That's the last I heard this morning on one of those kind of around-the-horn kind of things on ESPN Radio. 5.5, the Eagles are favored by.
I'm going to hope Brian Westbrook plays, and I'm going to take the Eagles, because I think when Brian Westbrook's there, they are the better football team. Although I have to say, the Redskins are not a laughingstock team. Jim Zorn.
The Fredskins.
May not be a laughingstock coach. I'm not totally sure that I'm going to buy into that just yet.
It's still early.
But I think that this is a tough matchup for them if Westbrook plays.
You know what? I believe in the Redskins now. I do. And I've never been big on Philly to begin with. I'm taking the Redskins both ways in an upset.
Wow. That's a good pick for you, Mike.
I need to catch up somehow.
It's a good pick for you. You're not going to catch
you're
up?
You're starting that this early
week
in the
five.
Season.
not going
to
catch up with that pick,
games.
Though.
I'm dumping in week five.
Yeah. I'm going with Philly to win, and I'll take them to cover as well.
Yeah, I think I am a big believer in the Fred Kirsch Fredskins, no question. They have sold me. I thought they were the better team last week against Washington. Tough task, though. At Dallas, at Philly, back-to-back, that's a lot to ask. They got it going, but Philly needs the win here, and I think as long as they get Westbrook back, I think they win in cover.
Well, the reason why the Redskins are going to win this game is because Philadelphia still relies on Donovan McNabb throwing the ball, and the Redskins are built to stop the pass. They really are. They've got some talent back there, and they're going to win this game.
Okay, Chicago travels to Detroit, which should be one of those dog games because I think the Lions are terrible anytime they're involved. 3.5 getting at home, the Lions are.
I will take the Chicago Bears to make some plays on defense and win in what you are right, Paul, I don't think is a very good game.
Who took over for Millen? Who's now running that?
One of the Fords, maybe?
German Shepherd?
No, it's not. I mean, there's Fords involved, but there's also Jimmy Johnson's Yes Men. I forgot who those are.
Jimmy Johnson's Yes Men.
They didn't give the position to anybody. They're going to hire somebody.
So if you work for the Lions, do you have to drive a Ford?
Probably.
Really? Yeah.
Well, back when, remember Bill told us they gave him one. Mm-hmm. You got to pick it out.
No, I don't mean the coach. I mean,
yeah,
like,
so
if us,
they give you one,
would we
hell?
Have to drive a Ford?
I don't know.
I don't think that would make any difference.
No, unless they're giving a discount. Charge or something.
Right. Yeah. They can't force you to buy one.
No, but can they give you, you know, do you think they get discounts?
Better.
I'm sure they get
it. They better. Yeah.
It's just we got to get out of the paper business into something I can use.
Do we have to use crap?
That's the guy who created the newspaper.
No, the paper that
actually you know,
make.
They don't do that type of paper. It's newsprint. It's all different thing. We don't.
They're pushing pulp in China.
Yeah.
It's cardboard boxes, right?
Boxes, yeah.
Right. Okay. I'll take Chicago both ways. Okay.
You know, I was
box.com. What's that box thing?
I think that's now
What's
defunct.
That?
Yeah, I know. What was that box company?
Oh, yeah, we had the
company.
Buyboxes.com.
Buyboxes.com.
Strippers, did you buy that?
I was really hoping that when Gillette bought the naming rights to the stadium that we would all get, you know,
razors,
because those things are damn expensive.
They gave out razors
when
they announced.
The blades. The refill cartridges, yeah.
You get the refill, you don't have the actual blade.
Mach 3.
Mach 4.
No,
Mach 5.
No, I don't know what I have now.
Turbo.
Turbo. Fusion. I have the Fusion one.
You have the Fusion?
Yeah.
You see,
yeah,
they're great. Beam ones,
no, they're great, but they're expensive.
What do you use on your head, Eric?
You know? So I would
Clippers.
Like,
what do you use on yours? Chia Pet?
Hedge Clippers.
Activator.
I would like every
Lawnmower.
Month. Every
the
month.
Jerk store called.
Every month, Gillette should drop off razors for us.
I agree.
And some
especially
batteries.
The Fusions.
So if you hear that out there, Gillette. You
hey,
know,
you, Gillette.
You know,
they're only right there in downtown Boston.
Qdoba is nice enough to bring us food on Thursday. Just once a month, I'm asking for razors.
Right.
Just one time for old times.
I like your product. And I
like your product.
And I'll continue using it.
Would you try my product?
It's just very expensive.
I only use it when I get free ones. They send you it on your birthday, too. I don't know how they know it's your birthday, either.
I never got any razors.
Who did? What?
Gillette, every like few years, they'll send you a razor on your birthday, and it says happy birthday.
I never got one.
Which is a little scary.
Really?
I don't know why they know my birthday.
I'm sure they disseminate all
HR.
Your private information.
I think because you get all those men's magazines, you know.
Playgirl?
They share the list.
What do you mean, men's magazines?
You get men's
You know what he means.
You?
Maxim?
You know, Men's Journal and Men's Health.
No,
and
I get Maxim.
You get Maxim?
And ESPN.
Yeah, see, those are men's magazines.
You really think he's sophisticated enough to read Men's Health?
No. Probably not.
He reads Potty Humor and Maxim.
Potty Humor.
No, they actually did away with the jokes, and I was very disappointed.
Oh, that magazine.
They did a redesign.
It's gone downhill.
It has gone down the pisser.
I'll take Detroit in the upset, magazine. Getting back to the
Mike
conversation.
Take?
He took Chicago.
Chicago both ways. Why are we talking about razors?
I'll take Detroit in the upset.
Now, does Gillette make
they
a back razor, Fred?
You know what?
You with me?
No.
No, they don't, but Phillips does.
You set me up well there, Paul.
But I often criticize your characterizations
you
guys, of
so
upsets.
Over here.
Uh-huh.
I think that's an upset. I think if Detroit were to win their first game, I think that would qualify as an upset. However, I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay.
Megan
I'm going to go with the Bulls.
What's the spread?
3.5.
Bow, chicka, pow, pow.
Yeah, I'll go with the
Bears
as well.
You got some serious issues.
Her name's Manful. That's hilarious.
She's very friendly with former Boston Globe writer.
I'll go with
it's
the
It's not
Bears.
As funny as he makes it out to be.
Jerome?
Funny, actually. Yeah.
Who are you going with?
It's a guy from San Francisco named Crumb Packer.
Good thing it's not a B.
You know, Bum Packer.
All right, so that does it. Oh, no, we have one.
In case you didn't figure that out.
Two more 1 o'clock games.
I've always wanted to be a Packer.
This game is off the board. So, Gary, I need you to effort a spread for Atlanta at Green Bay. And we'll skip that for now and go to the next one.
Aaron Rodgers did not practice with a shoulder.
Okay, can you find that for me?
8.
Come on, can you really find it for me? Anyway, Seattle is at the Giants. The Super Bowl champs are giving 7 at home.
This smells like one where I could end up being very disappointed with my pick since I've said that I believe the Giants are a very good football team.
No, that's just the rain in Phoenix.
Coming out of that's true. Coming out of the bye, I expect them to put a whooping on their fellow NFC supposed playoff-type team in Seattle. They stink, but I fear this game. But I'm not. You can't live life in fear, so I'm going with the Giants to win and cover.
I'll take the Giants outright. They should win this game.
Shocked.
Coming off the bye. Seattle might cover, so I'll go with Seattle. Could be a closer game.
I'll take the Giants to win. I'll give Seattle credit, though, that they'll cover.
As Fred would say, Eric, you have it right.
Thanks.
I also
Thank
will
you, Paul.
Take the Giants to win, but I'll take that 7 points, and I think the Seahawks will keep it.
I thought he said 4.5.
That's a different
Seven.
Game.
Oh.
Keep up and play.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to take Seattle to cover, but the Giants to win. I think the Giants have a little letdown this week. They might
That's
actually,
the guy winning.
They might actually lose this game, but I'll take them winning, but not to cover.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
I can't either.
I took New York to win in Seattle to cover. Paul.
Okay. Okay. Gary got the spread for me for the Atlanta-Green Bay game. Obviously, Fred's right. Aaron Rodgers' status is the reason why it's off the board. But we have Green Bay by 4.5 at Lambeau.
I'm just going to hope Aaron Rodgers plays. I saw he was, like, limited, and they said it's not a pain thing. It's where he doesn't have strength to make all the throws, or he's having strength issues.
Weird.
I'm just going to count on him to play, and I'll make my pick that way and take the Packers. I also think they have a good defense. So even if he doesn't, maybe they can hang in it. I don't know much about Flinney, their backup. So I'll just take it and assume Rodgers plays.
Yeah, I don't think it really makes much of a difference because Atlanta's pretty bad. So I'm just going to take Green Bay both ways and keep my fingers crossed.
Ooh, I'm having a tough time with this one. I'll do it. The hell with it. I'll take Atlanta.
Wasn't that tough, apparently.
That's what he said the first time.
Yeah. I agree with Mike and Andy. I think that even if Rodgers can't play, Atlanta is not ready to win on the road yet. And their home road splits, to borrow a baseball term, have been quite dramatic. And I expect that to continue. The Packers will win with or without Rodgers.
This is my upset of the week. Atlanta wins the game. I don't know why, but they do.
I know. That's why.
Well, you're golden now, Eric.
Yep.
Tampa Bay at Denver.
This is a 4:05 game.
Broncos minus
Eastern
three.
Standard
I can't
time.
Believe I'm losing to this guy.
It's actually mountain time, right?
No, 4 o'clock Eastern.
Oh, yeah. We'll be out west, so what time is it going to start?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Idiot.
Who's playing?
Idiot.
Tampa at Denver, and what's the spread?
3, Broncos.
The Denver Broncos can't stop anybody, but they can stop the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they will win easily over the frauds from the NFC as a fraud from the AFC.
Yeah, this is a real good fraud matchup. I don't like either team at all. I really don't like Denver much, but I'll take Denver both ways anyway.
Yeah, that's a logical choice. I'm going to do that too.
If the Broncos win, and I'm going to agree with the panel here that they will win and cover, it would even up the season series between the conferences.
Great.
Okay. At 7-7.
Did you see some reporter said, asking about Brian Griese, said he's 29th in passer rating among starting quarterbacks. And Gruden said, you got some nice little stats there. He's also winning games as a quarterback. That was his response.
Ah, good. I like that. Shot back at him.
I wish Bill was a little more like that sometimes.
He was like that yesterday.
No, but I have the feeling Gruden probably pulled it off with a funny face. And
what are you looking for?
Bill pulls it off. I pee my pants.
As we were walking back from practice today. We were talking about when everybody's going out there, you know, the media guys, because, you know, we don't really care about anything but ourselves. And Chris was there, Chris Gasper, who asked the question.
Who liked Eric's green sweater today.
He was leaving on Saturday. He's flying out on Saturday to San Francisco. I said, why are you flying out on Saturday? And he looked at me and I go, you know, the game's on Sunday. And he goes, I'm aware of that.
Well done by him.
Yeah, well, he was playing along.
Speaking of playing along, did you hear Shanahan yesterday? We were talking about the Al Davis thing. I thought he was very funny.
He liked Lane Kiffin more. He gave him 32 more days or something.
Yeah.
Oh, how about that?
But
good job for Norman Bates.
I think the only person that said that they thought that Al Davis represented himself well was Florio. Everyone
he
else,
loved it.
Yeah.
He loved it.
I think it's the opposite. I think it just proves what everyone's thinking.
See, but I kind of
it's a very complex proposal.
I think he was completely moronic in, you know, his stance, but I kind of agree with Florio in that for him to go through all this trouble kind of does show that he still
put together a good argument.
The vindictiveness, it was there. I mean,
yeah. Oh, the vindictiveness.
I don't think he's lost it. I mean, I think that's him in
and
a
he
nutshell.
He didn't really, I mean, aside from the what's his name Lombardi, what's his name Belichick, it's not like he came off as a senile, out of it old man.
It wasn't the ramblings.
He had all the facts.
No, that same press conference
had all his facts.
But that same press conference could have taken place 25 years ago.
Right.
I think that was Florio's point.
He's
he hasn't
the same
lost
guy.
It.
He's always worried about
he's always been a whack job.
And lawsuits and the same thing.
That's your big word, too.
If you're saying that hasn't abated yet, then I would agree.
But I think isn't that what Florio was saying? Is that he hasn't lost his fastball?
I guess, but if you want to call, I just think he's just so paranoid. And
but he's always been.
Always been.
That's not because he's old or
I mean,
like
he sued the league how many
didn't
times?
Take his medicine.
You know, in the '80s.
Yeah, yeah. No, I guess you're right there. I mean, he's just cranky as ever.
By the way, Tampa Bay is going to. You know how every year I have a team that I can't
pick
get.
Correctly.
Tampa's the team that I'm going to pick against every, and they're going to beat me every week. But I'm going to take the Broncos again.
Well, I'm taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win the game.
Because?
I just think
because he waits to see whatever everybody picks, he picks the opposite and he beats us.
No, he's off the Broncos, Paul.
That's why he's winning because he's picking last.
No, I think their defense is for real.
I know why you're in last place. It comes with that chair.
Oh. I think their defense is for real, and I think they're good enough on offense
this week
to beat a very weak defense in
that
Denver.
Ass again.
So, you know, it's all about matchups. It's all about matchups.
Right.
It's all about the matchups, says Ted Sarandis.
Right.
Good guard play. Buffalo in another.
Do you understand the Ted Nation rule on cockamamie trades?
Interconference game, Andy. Buffalo at Arizona.
Paul Perillo of Patriots Weekly is here.
Should we give Ted Sarandis a show on Patriots?
I think we should give him a call.
That would be
see if he needs a hug. Target there.
I think he would have a big following.
Gary, how come you never break those out?
Ted Sarandis says hello.
How come you always break out the Worcester Telegram and Gazette?
Why don't you pair him with Brooke?
Oh, I don't know. No, I think he needs his own show.
He does need his own show.
Yeah. So he can read the AP stories.
We're expanding the
Damon,
here.
Damon, 35.
What was the game?
Yeah, Buffalo at Arizona. The Cardinals are at home, favored by one.
I'm a human being.
I will take the Buffalo Bills to win outright. The defense will get after Kurt Warner, force some turnovers, and they will not fall behind in this one. They will get an early lead and roll to victory because they are legit.
What's the point spread again?
One.
One.
I like Arizona to bounce back from a bad road trip. Give me Arizona.
Okay.
I agree with my colleague Mike here. I think Buffalo's going to get their first loss of the season. Arizona's going to play like they should have been playing the last couple of weeks. They're going to pull out the win.
I don't think much of Arizona, but I do think they're going to win this game. And I kind of – everything that Mike thinks about Tennessee, I think about Buffalo. I'm not convinced about Buffalo. And maybe it's too many 56-10 pastings that I've witnessed from the Patriots, and that's clouding my judgment. This is a different team, but until I see them, it's going to be like the Andy Hart eyeball test. Until I see it, I'm going to not be a believer of Buffalo, and I don't think they go across the country and win a game that many people think that they should win. I don't think they're going to.
Yeah, I mean, believe it or not, this is a big game for Buffalo, not because it's the Cardinals, but because they're banged up. They got Roscoe Parrish is out.
Terrence McGee
is out. I'm looking here. Aaron Schobel didn't practice with a foot. Marcus Stroud didn't practice with a shoulder. So they're banged up. If they lose this game, there's no excuse. They should win the game. But if they lose this game, they're going to start losing a little confidence.
Well, I mean, there's no excuse. I mean, they are underdogs.
Yeah.
And you just rattled off.
I don't.
I mean, it's an even game. I mean, admittedly, it's an even game, but you can't say that's a game that they should. I mean, you know.
I think it's a game the Buffalo Bills should and will
win. I think Buffalo is a better team talent-wise, but I think it's on the road. It's a long way away from home.
Wouldn't it be a game Arizona should win coming off this long road trip?
Well, they are favored by one. I mean,
Buffalo's come all the way out.
Yeah, I don't care what the spread says because that's all about betting and getting the money to go a certain way.
It's also the most overrated line of thinking ever. They think who's going to win, too.
Well, they try to get the money flowing. But I think Buffalo's going to win the game. But if they lose the game, it could be a spiral.
Freddie, you got that game open there. What is Bolden's status?
Bolden, I just saw he is on the injury report, and
with
he did not practice with a head.
He practiced without a head? Is that what you're saying?
Never mind.
Practice with a ball?
All right, biggest spread of the season.
If you threw him a head, wouldn't you?
After the break.
After the break.
I apologize 1,000 times to you.
This is former quarterback Steve Grogan.
And former linebacker Steve Nelson.
We want to tell you about the game with the greats.
Are you one of those old diehard fans who remembers our playing days, like the 1985 Super Bowl or the snowplow kick?
Maybe you just want to meet the newest members of the Patriot Hall of Fame, like Ben Coates or my good friend Stanley Morgan.
And Andre Tippett, one of my linebacking brothers. He'll be there too.
You think he'll bring his gold jacket with him?
I hope so. I can't wait to see it on him.
If you're a big-time fan, you won't want to miss the Game with the Greats. It's happening on October 5th at Gillette Stadium when the current Patriots are away at San Francisco.
Get your tickets now at patriots.com/alumni.
Hey, that's pretty good, huh, Steve?
Yeah, we still got it. We should call ESPN. We could be the next Mike and Mike.
What
do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
But we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower. For my son's graduation party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, welcome. We're here. It is Saturday, April 26th, and finally, draft day is here. And this, of course, is PFW in Progress's draft extravaganza.
Now, Andy Hart breaks down the NFL draft.
Yep. Mendenhall.
One.
Mendenhall.
Two.
Mendenhall.
Three.
Mendenhall.
Four.
Rashard Mendenhall available.
Five.
I'm going Rashard Mendenhall.
10.
Rashard Mendenhall.
17.
Arizona could get Mendenhall.
18.
Rashard Mendenhall.
23.
Pittsburgh, Mendenhall.
27.
Mendenhall, and I can root for the Steelers with Roethlisberger and Mendenhall.
29.
Lima Swede to Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh Steelers. Select Rashard Mendenhall.
There goes. Sorry, but the Patriots became the second best team in the AFC right then. Mendenhall is ridiculous here.
Yeah, Eric, and you're supposed to be the gay one.
Who's on the clock?
By the way, I lost interest once Mendenhall got drafted.
How's that doing for you?
How's that working out for you?
See you next year.
He's hurt. Yeah, he couldn't stay on the field.
Neither could Tom Brady.
He couldn't stay on the field.
That's a great line, Fred. He couldn't stay
on
the field.
Well, one player chose to compete, the other one did not.
Mendenhall actually worked out this spring.
And they're both in the same place now.
The hospital.
Yeah, and both of them are suddenly wondering how important football is to them. They've contemplated...
Mendenhall actually wondered that before the season started. Actually, so did Brady.
All right, we continue with our
this
picks.
This is all there is?
Is there anything more?
In case you have a question after the picks, webradio@patriots.com. And if we don't get to it, John Rook and... Eric and Mike Parenti will.
Who were the Patriots favored by in the
opener?
You guys
doing a three-way, huh?
Get to the picks for the love of God.
So who's the meat in the middle?
Your mother.
Oh,
that was
Mike.
Mike.
Good Mike.
How do you
Mike.
Not know who said it? They're sitting right in front of you. And they don't sound the
Fred's
same.
Fred's not having a good show today.
Way to go, Brian.
That's the least of it. How could he not know who said it?
Good Dan.
How could he endorse what was said? He's the boss.
I've stopped believing that a long time ago.
I'm the boss. Need the info.
What was the Patriots spread in the opener against Kansas City? It was 16 and a half?
16 and a half, I think. Yeah.
I thought it was...
Oh, 17 and a half.
No, I think it was like... 14 or 16?
I thought it was 12 and a half. I thought it was
Miami.
Just under two scores.
That was Miami.
I thought it was 31.
Did you write it down in your notebook?
New notebook, my friend.
Whoa.
Oh.
He's destroying evidence now.
No,
maybe
it's
the other one's upstairs. Been around for a while.
Anyway, I'm wondering if this is the biggest spread I've seen this year. Cincinnati is at Dallas.
Mike's mom?
Oh.
Hey, you up into the mom line of jokes.
Oh, playing the role of Fred.
Your mom. Go on, Andy. No, that was a good Gary.
Your mom goes to college.
Anyway, Cincinnati, the winless Bengals, and with a banged up Carson Palmer at Dallas. Cowboys favored by 17.
So does that mean the other Palmer is going to start?
No.
No, Ryan Fitzpatrick played last week.
Oh, okay. Carson's playing.
Well, you know. Yeah, they're not. Just
never know.
Carson made him bring his brother on the team. Yeah. He can't make
him play. Can't make
him play. Yeah, the Cowboys win this one big. What was the spread?
17.
Oh, that's really big. That's what she said.
Not to you.
Yeah, no, I was going to say.
Oh. Yes.
Well, she was looking at his noggin.
All right.
Well, that's what Laura told me. Oh, yeah.
Did you see Chad Ochocinco at it again in his conference call with the Cowboys media?
Oh, Ochocinco, yeah.
Why are you perpetuating that, Fred?
That's his name.
No, just call him what it really
is. Although they just had a full screen thing on ESPN, and the top said Chad Ochocinco, but then under his photo it said Chad Johnson.
So what have they been doing about the jersey? I haven't seen it.
I'm going to call him Christian Johnson.
What are they doing?
Why do you call him Chris with a T-I-A-N, Johnson?
Right.
What are they doing with his jersey? Is it still
I don't know.
John?
I haven't seen it. I know they were in debate because of Reebok and the money involved with jerseys and all that crap.
They'd sell more, right?
But the bigger issue is that he's still lobbying to be a Cowboy in the week that his team is playing the Cowboys on his conference call. He actually finished his conference call with, "Tell Jerry I said hello and tell him to call me."
I have a question for you. Don't answer too quickly.
I have trouble not doing that.
What would make you more upset, being a fan of the Raiders or a fan of the Bengals?
A fan.
Bengals.
Oh!
I got to go with Bengals.
Yeah. At least Al Davis spent some money and tried. He just is a clown at the top.
I don't condone all the players being arrested.
Yeah, but the
guy
at the top in
murder.
Cincinnati isn't much better.
But he's not spending money.
He doesn't spend any money.
That's the problem. Would you rather try and lose or not try and lose?
Yeah, Bengals, I guess.
And you bring up the arrest. Chad Johnson also said, look back at 2005. That was the year we had all the arrests. It was the best year we've had. Maybe I need to go out and get a drink and do something stupid, and maybe we'll start winning again.
He said that?
He actually said that.
Meanwhile, his counterpart in Dallas, T.O., says that he's not going to stop talking about wanting to get the ball. He's going to keep doing it. He's not going to keep his mouth shut.
Right.
Oh, he's another idiot.
Well, at least he's being honest. I mean,
yeah, he's being honest, but he's
but he says, of those balls that were thrown, a lot of them weren't legitimate catchable balls.
Oh, now they were off target.
Now they have to be catch.
But he's not criticizing it. That's the
quarterback. The montage they show on ESPN, there's like four of them that hit his hands.
The one in the end zone
uncatchable.
Hit his hands. Mm-hmm. Catch the damn ball.
Well, apparently toward his hands, it's uncatchable.
Yeah.
I'll take the Dallas Cowboys to win, and I'll take the points because that's just a huge number for a team I don't trust.
Is Palmer playing?
Palmer is listed as limited practice with a right elbow.
He said he was playing. He was pretty adamant verbally.
So you're taking Cincinnati with the points?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dallas outright, Cincinnati with the points. Too much of a spread there. And I don't think Dallas defense is quite what we think it is or what other people think it is. A little bit overrated.
Terrence Newman looked pretty crappy.
Yep.
I'll take Dallas to bounce back from their loss at home to the Redskins and beat up on this hapless team. Both ways.
You know, this is just the kind of fraud team that Dallas is, that they'll do what Eric said.
They could.
It's just too many points for me. As long as Palmer's playing, I think they put up a couple of points.
But either way, they're a fraud.
Stick with
if they go 17. Out and blow them out, you say, well, why don't you do that last week?
Right.
And if they don't, you say, you're a fraud.
But this
you
is
what
they
do.
They come back the next week and get a team that banged up and winless, and they roll up a bunch of points, and T.O. will be hugging Romo, and everything will be all well and good, and they'll still be frauds. I'll take Dallas to win and Cincy to cover.
See, the owner also put his foot in his mouth this week, making fun of Houston and the way they do things down for the Texans.
Oh, is that right?
Talking about, we'll leave checkerboard, placemats, something else, and boots to the Texans down in Houston. And the owner from the Texans said, yeah, we're happy to be Texans. We are Texans. Because
that's what Jerry Jones said?
Yeah, he took a shot at Houston.
He's making fun of his own fan base there.
Right, and he's not one of them. That was the implication that the...
I've seen him with cowboy boots.
He's from Arkansas.
He's in... Yeah, as Gloria Rowe. He's in Arkansas.
Ansorial.
Arkansian.
He finished with that, yeah.
Arkansan?
Arkansian.
Yeah, that.
What? You correcting me now?
No, I'm
sure he is.
I wasn't correcting.
He always does. I didn't know. Usually it's accurate. I just backed you up there. Usually Fred screws up.
That's true. You threw me off guard there.
His sieve.
Sieve.
Good. Hey, good, Fred.
Good, Gary.
All right.
What are we doing here?
You got to pick the
There's
game.
There's a blonde with boobs here. On. The show comes to a screeching halt.
Fred, you got to pick the game.
Oh, you already picked?
Yes.
Dallas. I'm going to pick Dallas to cover. I think they just absolutely thump the Bengals. And are we wondering if Marvin Lewis makes the season?
Well, he's doing his damnedest tonight.
He's trying not. Yeah, he's trying to get out of it pretty quickly.
So
it should go somewhere together. Kiffin can run the offense. I see Fred looking at the TV. Has a
boob.
Blonde on it. What is wrong with you?
What?
Boobies!
Fred, grow up.
Can we keep my breasts out of it?
No.
All right, next.
Anyway, good matchup here. Rematch of the AFC playoff game last year. Andy, Pittsburgh, your Steelers, without Mendenhall, your guy.
And everybody else.
At Jacksonville.
Ooh.
Jags giving four at home.
Certainly not going to be a game dominated by offensive lines, because neither team has any players left on their offensive lines. I will take... this is going to be a physical contest. Steelers going to lose some more players. Roethlisberger will get banged around. I'll take the Jags to win. They're going to run the ball with success, and that's all they're going to need to do in this low-scoring, physical, defensive battle.
Is Parker out for the season?
No.
Is he back?
No. He's not playing in this game, I don't think.
He's not playing in this game.
He's
signed
listed as an injury.
Well, it's NFL.com. Chris Ferreira does it.
Yeah, I don't think he's playing in the game, but he's not out for the year.
Najee Davenport and somebody else, too, I think. Oh, Gary Russell, the fat guy from Minnesota.
Dookie. Jacksonville both ways. Banged up Pittsburgh, going from overrated to depleted.
Yeah.
No, gone from best team in the AFC to depleted.
No.
Sorry.
Overrated.
Sorry, Fred.
Overrated to depleted. I'm going to go with the Jaguars.
Yeah, I don't think they're overrated, but I like tweaking.
Well, their quarterback is, but that's okay.
But I think Jacksonville wins the game, and I'm going to go the same reason why I took Tennessee in the Baltimore game. Tough, physical Monday night game those teams played. I think those are tough to come back from, and I think Jacksonville will win, but it'll be tough to run the ball against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
They have a pretty good run defense.
What's the spread?
Four.
I'm going to go with Jacksonville to win, but not to cover. I think it's going to be another close game for Pittsburgh.
Hmm. All right, winding down here, Minnesota, the Monday night game is at New Orleans, and the Saints are giving three at the Dome, at the Superdome, sorry.
Yes, specify, please.
I will take the Saints to win, although they're also a team I fear. Fred is being distracted by a monkey in the window. I fear the Saints. I still don't trust them yet. They beat up on, I think, a 49ers team. We're going to have a... interesting perspective on this week, and we'll see they're a little fraudulent. But it's good to see that Major Dad in Minnesota didn't exactly turn things around by turning the keys to the franchise of with Gus Frat and benching my boy for the rest of the year. Maybe Tavares Jackson wasn't the only problem you got, chump. Maybe you should have brought in a good quarterback if you didn't like Tavares
Jackson. Angry young man.
Bottom line, New Orleans is more talented, but I fear the pick.
He's such an angry, large-headed man.
On offense,
he is.
I mean, defensively, the Vikings are pretty good now.
Yeah, you know what? I was a believer in Minnesota at first, and it's just not happening. New Orleans both ways.
They're trying to be that team that has a good defense and a running back, and that's it.
New Orleans will win by
Pittsburgh.
10. New Orleans wins by 10.
Right. Pittsburgh. It's actually Pittsburgh before they got Roethlisberger.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Write it down, Hi-Ho.
What?
New Orleans both ways.
Yeah, I like the Saints as well. But I'll tell you, Minnesota's not done. They'll be 1-4 after this, and they're still not done. That division's wide open.
True.
If Aaron Rodgers... you know, is affected. He's got, I mean, let's face it, this is not a one-week thing with that shoulder. That, I think it, someone's going to win that division, I think, with a mediocre record, and it might be Minnesota when it's all said and done.
Hey.
But I like the Saints at home on a Monday night.
This is one I have no idea. I'm just going to go with the Saints because they're home, and they had a good game last week.
I like that he's honest.
All right.
And he's feeling like he can
honesty.
Be more honest because he's winning.
Honesty, well, he's empowered, but the honesty is working. 40-19 and 1. I want to repeat that. He's picked every game by the spread for the whole season, and he is 40-19 and 1.
And if only he had some cojones, he'd be putting some real money on this.
Just imagine if you had 100 bucks in every game.
I should have a column in the Globe where I make funny comments. And
no, you should actually be.
Yeah, but you struggle with the funny comments.
It's. It, you know.
Just talk about your mother.
So he's proud of himself.
Some idiot in Vegas should have hired you.
Ever since we have food, people just
two in one show.
Like millions,
we're,
cast a million.
We're offending
out there.
People all throughout the organization.
Oh yeah,
now.
Marketing department not happy.
Hey,
we got one more game. To
final
pick,
game.
We?
Patriots at San Fran.
All right.
Patriots are favored on the road by 3.
Really? That's good to know.
Did you get a free bowl of soup with that hat? But it looks good on you. Patriots are favored by 3, Fred.
Patriots.
So you can't pick the Patriots to win in an upset like usually.
Right.
No, they don't really mean that, Paul.
Right.
Yeah, thanks, Willie. I will go with the Patriots. As I said, coming off the loss and what the 49ers had started to do early in the year, I kind of, going into this week, thought I was going to be struggling more with this pick than I am. The more I looked at the 49ers, the more they got undressed a little bit last week, and the more I expect the Patriots to bounce back from their undressing of 2 weeks ago. I think the Patriots are going to win pretty easy. I think this is going to be a two-touchdown type victory, and I don't think it's really ever going to be in question.
What kind of two-touchdown victory? Like what score neighborhood?
28-10.
Okay.
I think this is the week the pass rush finally breaks through for New England. I see a lot of sacks, kind of like at Fred's Men's Club.
He was waiting all day.
He was.
For that.
Probably that 2 weeks.
Maybe since right. Maybe since last week.
What was it?
Week.
San Francisco. What was the word of the day?
Bake sale.
Oh, bake sale. I missed the word of the day.
San Francisco bake sale.
Who introduced it today?
Tara Bertrand.
Tara.
And she took a shot at you.
Yes,
leave some
she
pizza
did.
For
yes,
the rest
that
of
was
them.
Very
Paul.
Good.
That's not nice, Gary.
By the way, Todd Porter sent us an email.
Oh, I'm
no,
shocked.
He said
no,
that
I'm very disappointed that I missed that.
No, listen,
no.
He's actually helping. He said he feels
he's
that
helping
he
me.
Feels that, you know, some of these shots have been getting to you, and he'll back off if we tell him to back off.
There's no reason to back off.
So we told them they are getting to you, and don't back off.
It's all in fun. Don't back off.
Hi, I'm Tara, Pizza with a Smile Bertrand.
You didn't play ladies. The shot.
It's time for Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's word of the day. Paul, save some for everyone else. Jeez.
Nice.
Jeez. This is the week, finally, that New England scores more
a
than
touchdown.
20 points.
I'm
score
sorry.
More than
I
20.
Love Matt Castle.
Well, no. You think Kevin O'Connell's going to leave.
No, I think there's a chance that someone else other than
I'm
Matt Castle.
I can't believe it.
Oh,
wait a minute.
God.
I can't believe it took the last 5 minutes of the last show of the week for us to bring that up.
Because you never talk about the actual question.
It's true. It's that
what do you got?
So they're going to score more
pasta?
Than 20. They're going to keep. What?
What did you say?
Patriots?
Pizza Hut pasta?
Oh, Patriots both ways.
Pizza Hut pasta.
Pizza Hut pasta.
Yeah, they make a pasta with bacon.
I want to try the one with bacon.
Looks pretty good.
Okay.
And
Eric, don't let the peanut get
defense will go. Defense will resurrect themselves after a miserable performance. So Patriots
that
big.
That resurrect itself?
That's
you're
accurate.
Correct. That's accurate. You're,
yeah,
my
yeah,
bad.
I do like
thank
that,
you, Mike.
That's accurate.
I haven't played your there yet game either. So
it's a very good game. I got
100%. I'll try.
What's the game?
It's a Facebook game.
You have to figure out.
Never mind.
The correct usage
speak,
of the there the different ways of
yes.
spelling there.
Eric only plays Scrabble on Facebook.
Apostrophe re,
right.
Ere. EIR?
Yes, exactly.
I am going to take the Patriots also, Fred. I think the defense has had 2 weeks to think about that performance in Miami, and they win the game on Sunday. Richard Seymour talked about it on CBS on this past Sunday on the bye week. Can this defense win games and carry the team? Yes, it can, and I believe it can, but it's going to be tough. 16-12.
Ooh, I just want to say, tell people how pure of soul Eric is. He can't even give Andy the middle finger. He has to put his pen in his hand and have the pen act as the middle finger.
You're pathetic.
That's how pure he is.
He's not so pure.
No.
You should have been an altar boy.
He Fred.
Was. That's what? How this lifestyle started.
See, I didn't mean it that way.
See?
I didn't mean
oh,
it.
Oh, sure you did.
No,
I'm sure you
didn't. I just think.
You're a fraud.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to take I'm actually hoping for a very close game. I'm hoping 2019 Patriots win, but I'm hoping the reason the Patriots win is something that Castle did to win it so that they can go into San Diego with a little bit of confidence in Castle.
This is the same man who wanted us to kill every single
San
team all season long.
Cover.
Once it was rape and pillage, now it's a one-point win in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And the last man leaving the house won't have a dimple.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a new man. He's picking against the Patriots every single week.
But see, Paul, you don't understand. I always picked what I believe was going to happen. You always thought it was just no matter what Patriots. It was no matter what Patriots because they were great.
The reason I thought that is because you once said to me,
if I think
there's a chance,
right.
I'm
don't
just
know,
gonna pick it.
If I don't know, but I know now.
Okay.
I know now.
Now
John in
Tampa's
on the phone.
Hey.
What's up, fellas?
How you
hey,
doing?
You're doing it from Tampa this week, huh?
Today. Shocking, isn't it?
Doing it.
The power of the internet and technology.
It's the power of the Ma Bell and AT&T, I think.
Okay.
Wow, phones.
Ooh, phones.
And running water in Madrid.
They even have those across the
iPhones
pond.
In London.
Yeah, that too. That too.
So what game do you have down there?
I have Pitt, South Florida tonight.
Ooh. At the Raymond James Stadium?
At RJS. Yes, indeed.
Good press box there, John. You like
food? Oh, yeah, good food there.
John, just you can
Actually, I have to admit, last week I was in Louisville for the UConn-Louisville game, and the Louisville press box was outstanding food.
Papa John's Field?
Yes, at Papa John Cardinal Stadium, yes. Oh. But there was no Papa John's pizza to be found, thank goodness.
Oh, I like it. And the butter sauce you dip in, that's good stuff, garlic butter sauce.
That stuff plants itself right to the artery walls.
And he likes to dip it in like
John,
this.
Do you enjoy going around the country doing a different game every week?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun for it. Yeah, absolutely.
No, I some people would like. That's a legitimate question.
I thought it was a legitimate question. Yeah.
I would like that. I would like that.
Back. We do go around the country every week for a different game.
We cover the same game. Yeah, we cover the. Anyway, all right.
No. I'm totally serious. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a blast.
That'd be great.
And I have to admit, the games that I've had a chance to call, I called the Kansas South Florida game about 3 weeks ago, which is one of the best college games of the year thus far. So hopefully we'll get something similar tonight.
All right. Now, we'll get you in on the picks quickly. Patriots are favored by 3. What do you like?
I'll take the Patriots 21-17.
Okay, so they cover.
Just squeaking in.
John, just squeaking by.
All right. Well, that's John Rook's show coming up, and he's going to be doing it with
Eric
and Mike Perrenti.
A three-way.
Excellent.
All right.
Don't be so excited.
Save
that
one, Renee. Stay tuned for that, and for the rest of you, we'll see you next Tuesday.